summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Here, so we can have a neutral standard like I discussed. Well, then it's not incitement, right? It can be bad language that raises the temperature. It can be something ugly. Okay, but again, the argument that the left is making, the argument Democrats are making, members of the media are making, is that this was the natural culmination of 4 years of Trumpism, and thus anyone who was even tangentially linked to Trump in any way must be cast aside, must be thrown out of the body politic. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, let us talk about your most valuable asset. For virtually everybody, that would be your home title. Now, nobody's going to like pull up a truck and steal your home, because that's not really a possibility, physically speaking, but the value of your home does not lie in the physical asset of your home. It lies in the home title. And cyber thieves can find that home title online, forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home, then take out loans against your home until the equity is gone. You're not going to know until the collection calls start pouring in. You're not protected by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Home Title Lock protects you. In the unlikely event you become a victim of title theft while a member, Home Title Lock will spend up to $250,000 in legal fees to help restore your home's title. Head on over to HometitleLock.com, register your address to see if you're already a victim, then use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That is code RADIO at HometitleLock.com. Again, that is HometitleLock.com. Use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. The reality is there are lots of bad folks out there. They want to go after all your assets. Why would you not protect the most valuable asset you own? Head on over to HometitleLock.com. Use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. And so when Republicans are being asked what they feel about impeachment, they're being asked essentially in their interpretation, which I think doubting the motives of the left in this case is probably good practice. Their interpretation is signing their own political death warrant, because they're being asked not about Trump's specific behavior. They're being asked to pass a referendum on themselves. They're being asked to admit that they knew this was going to happen and didn't care if this happened. And that is a lie. It is not true. Now, there's a lot of support for this particular position that I'm taking, this sort of analysis. First of all, I talk to Republicans on a daily basis, literally millions of them on a daily basis with this show. I hear from thousands of you every single week and hundreds of you every single day on topics like this. So I feel like I have a pretty good window into what the right is thinking on this. And if I want a window into what the left is thinking, all I have to do is flip on MSNBC or CNN. And the media have been repeating this argument ad nauseum, right? This is the media's argument. It is that it is not, this was never just about Trump, you see. This is about a deep and abiding phenomenon inside the Republican Party, inside conservative circles, and that everybody who is even slightly right of center is complicit in all of this. So here is just a mashup by our friends over at Grabian of a variety of media figures who essentially are blaming every conservative, every person who voted for Trump, every Trump supporter for what happened at the Capitol riots. Right? This is a huge problem. If you are looking to end political polarization, you have to assume that people on the other side aren't inherently bad. But unfortunately, the Capitol riots are being used, not surprisingly, as a rationale for castigating everybody you disagree with as morally decrepit and morally defunct. This has been going on, by the way, long before Trump. I wrote a book called Bullies in 2013, all about how this was the left's argument going back to then, right? I mean, that was several years before Trump was even a glint in the public imagination so far as presidential politics was concerned. In any case, here's a brief mashup of just some of the people on cable news who have been making exactly this argument.
Each of these people should be shamed, and they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at.
I wonder if you have thought through kind of how Republicans begin what someone on my team earlier today called debathification.
Look, I think the challenge is that the rot is from the grassroots all the way to the presidency. So the rot is at every layer.
There are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
They need to be it's debathification, right? They're just like the members of Saddam Hussein's bath party. That's the kind of language that Joy Reid is using. And this kind of argument is extremely common in the press right now. Paul Krugman wrote an entire piece about how this was the natural consequence of 30 years of Republican malfeasance. Well, we heard from Thomas Friedman that he's happy that Trump is, quote unquote, breaking apart the Republican Party because it deserves to happen. Plus, hey, you know, we might be able to get our Democratic agenda through if the party fragments. Right. So when Republicans and conservatives look at the impeachment charge, as always, and this has become, when Trump was elected, I said all Democrats had to do was not be crazy. That's all they had to do. And then they proceeded to be absolutely crazy, right? Then they proceeded to, by the way, this is not exculpatory for people in Trump's camp who have also gone crazy. There are many people in Trump's camp, not like a few, but not everybody. There are many people in Trump's camp who believe things that are simply not true. Okay, but the left has also gone insane to the extent that they were pushing Russian collusion hoax nonsense for 4 years, to the extent that they were green-lighting rioting during the summer and pretending that this was some sort of racial reckoning moment for the United States. That was a broad, almost universally accepted tautology for nearly everybody on the left. And to the extent that now they're trying to label everybody a fellow traveler with rioters in order to excise them from the public debate. Right? This is, it's bad and it's ugly. And so what it means is that when people look at any single question, they are not being asked to answer the single question. I've been saying this for a while. There's a lot of polling data. Every time Trump would tweet something dumb or something bad, there'd be some snap poll and it'd be like, many Republicans approve of what Trump said. And what I kept saying about these polls is that that is certainly a plausible way of reading the poll. Here's another plausible way of reading the poll. When people snap to are asked in a snap poll what they think of what Trump did, what they hear is, you are a bad person. If you support Trump in any way, what do you think of you? Right. And the reason they've done that is because the media have so it's a reactionary move and people shouldn't do that. But that is how people react. And the fact is that when you lump everybody on the right in with every bad thing Trump does, and then you say, this is what you like most, what you like most about him is all the bad stuff that he does. People on the right go, you know what? Middle finger. Right. That's Trump is a giant pulsating middle finger. He continues to be that. And so long as the left lumps everybody together, this is going to continue. Okay, and again, this preceded Trump because they did this long before Trump. They've been demonizing Republicans as racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes literally as long as I've been in politics, which is since I was 17 years old. And I'm sure before then. Okay, we're going to get to more of this in just 1 second because this has, again, real ramifications for your life. It is the underlying polarization that's tearing away at America. And it was proved in extraordinary colors by our friends, the staff, over at Politico. We're going to get to that in just 1 moment. That was the second reason that I trended this week. The first reason I trended this week, by the way, in case you're wondering, I hit the coveted birthday three-peat today. I trended 3 times in 3 days, which I've never heard of that before. So that's pretty fun. I trended earlier this week because some reporter for the New York Times was tweeting about zip ties and was like, does anybody even own zip ties? Not zip cuffs, right? Not restraints. Zip ties. Like, who even owns zip ties? And I was like everybody owns zip ties. And so the entire media took this to mean that I was making excuses for people running through the Capitol building with zip ties, trying to hamstring Congress people and take them hot, which is like, have you listened to 5 seconds of the show? Have you read anything I have ever written? Okay, so that was reason number one. Reason number two is Politico. We're going to get to that in just 1 second. First, investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify, NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today. Receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-7540. That's 800-700-7540 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any securities only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Okay, so as I say, the broader media argument that everybody on the right is culpable for what happened in the Capitol riots and therefore everybody on the right should be excised, this sort of came to a bizarre culmination with regard to Politico. So a couple of weeks ago, I was approached by somebody in upper management at Politico who shall remain nameless for the safety of their career. And they asked me to write the Politico playbook. So for those who are not Washington, D.C. insider, the Politico playbook is this thing that's been around since like 2007. It's sort of the morning briefing for a lot of people on Capitol Hill. I'm not going to say that it's like super widely disseminated. Our website, Daily Wire, has much, much more traffic than the playbook, but it's sort of prestigious, right? It's a prestigious thing from Politico. Well, the authors of Politico's playbook at the end of last year decided they weren't going to write the Politico playbook anymore. And so they've been trying to figure out who's going to write it. And in the meantime, they've been doing this kind of cavalcade of comedy stars. Basically, they have a famous person write the Politico playbook each day, and they rotate it. So about 3 weeks ago, is before the beginning of the new year, somebody from Politico approached me, and they said, would you like to write the Politico playbook one morning? I said, that sounds like fun. You know, it's kind of a cool thing. Like, I've been kind of a fan of the playbook for a long time because I'm, again, inside politics, inside baseball kind of stuff. Sounds like a cool thing. I sort of consulted internally with other people into business, and we thought this is kind of a fun, neat thing and a good way to do a little bipartisan stuff at the beginning of the year. So last week, all hell broke loose, right? The world just explodes. And I called up the guy at Politico, and I was like, I'm really busy right now. I'm not sure that I can actually do this, right? Because, like, things are kind of crazy. And he said, no, we already slated you in. We really would love for you to do it. We hope you'll reconsider. On Monday, I thought, you know what? I actually did make the commitment, and it's kind of a jerky thing to pull out, like, you know, 4 days, 5 days in advance. So sure, I'll go ahead and do that. And I warned him, by the way, the first day that I talked to this person at Politico, I warned them, you're going to have a riot on your hands. I mean, people, figuratively speaking, you're going to have people inside your staff who are going to get angry at you. They're going to yell at you. Twitterverse will go insane because the rule on Twitter and on the left is that anybody who talks to me, you know, me, who I'm about as mainstream Republican, mainstream conservative as possible to be, as people can attest who listen to the show. You know, and I've been highly critical of Trump. None of that matters. None of that matters. If you associate with me, if you breathe in the same room that I do, then you are castigated, widely castigated, reviled online. The blowback is intense. Right. So you can have Nicole Hannah-Jones writing absolute falsehoods for The New York Times. I will never be asked to write an op-ed for the op-ed page of The New York Times. And that's especially true in an era when you can literally be fired as op-ed editor of The New York Times running an article from a sitting United States senator like Tom Cotton. All righty. So this sort of stuff happens all the time. The unpersoning of people who are conservative. People on the left, I think, don't understand their own side. I'll give you the evidence in a second. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, which can leave us hurting and feeling overwhelmed with anxiety. Now, more than ever, we need to be kind to ourselves, kind to our mental health, and find some time and space in these tough times. Mindfulness is something that's helped me, and I hope it can help you too. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer you free content that can ease those feelings of anxiety. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Just breathing. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle.
Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
So welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. And the reality is a lot of members of sort of the liberal side of the aisle, they don't understand how angry the woke base gets when you even treat somebody on the right as a human being. So I've had this experience many times before, right, where somebody from the left wants to get together or do something, and then they end up just blown out by the internet over it. Most famously, this happened with an actor named Mark Duplass. And maybe a few years back, Mark approaches me and he says, I'm making a new film and it's about gun control and gun violence. And I wanted to hear like a good pro Second Amendment argument. And so I emailed him back. I said, feel free to stop on by the studio. We'll spend a little time together and I'll sort of explain the right wing perspective, the conservative perspective, the constitutionalist perspective on what the Second Amendment represents. So you don't step into any potholes. And I thought this is kind of a good thing to do. I mean, it would be great if Hollywood would represent the pro Second Amendment side of the aisle with some level of veracity. So Mark comes in, very nice guy. We spend about, we were slated for half an hour. I blew off a couple meetings. I spent an hour and a half with him explaining sort of the conservative perspective on the world, the conservative perspective on gun rights. Okay, so as he's leaving, I turned to him and I said, listen, you seem like a really nice guy. Never tell any of your friends you've been here. Like, seriously, just don't say anything because you don't understand. People on the left, I can say to my heart's content that people on the left hang out with me and people on my side don't care because they understand that there can be such a thing as disagreement. But if you even utter my name, it's like Voldemort. If you utter my name, nothing good is going to happen. It's about 3 weeks later, Mark Duplass, this actor, in a fit of decency, decides to tweet something out. And what he tweeted out was something really innocuous. It was like, you know, I know a lot of you disagree with Ben Shapiro. I disagree with Ben Shapiro a lot, too. But he once did an act of kindness for me out of nothing but just a sense of decency. And he's a person who's worth listening to. Maybe give him a follow. He got hit so hard from the left that not only did he pull down the tweet, he then put up a tweet apologizing for ever having put the tweet up in the first place and now suggesting that I was a xenophobic, racist, sexist bigot. Okay, so I told the people at Politico, if you publish Playbook that I write, the blowback's going to be intense. And the folks at Politico were like, you know what, we can handle it. It'll be okay. I think people will accept it. I think people will get that there's an open debate. I was like, you do not understand your own side, gang. Okay, so what I wrote for Politico is pretty much everything that I've been talking about. What I wrote about for Politico is why so many Republicans oppose impeachment. And I'm going to read it to you so that you see that this is not like a wild right-wing rant or anything like that. Here's what I wrote. The big news of the day, this is yesterday, is the House's impeachment of President Donald J. Trump for the second time in just over a year. It was a foregone conclusion that the Democratic House would do so. The only question was how many Republicans would vote along with Democrats to impeach Trump over his behavior leading up to and surrounding the Capitol riot. In the end, 10 did, ranging from Representative Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the House, who called openly and clearly for impeachment, to Representative Fred Upton, who said he'd prefer censure, but that he'd settle for impeachment. The spotlight immediately moved to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who now says he hasn't made up his mind on impeachment. It seems he'll leave Republicans to their own devices on the Senate vote when it takes place. Many in the media seem bewildered that House Republicans didn't unanimously join Democrats in supporting impeachment. Looking at you, Playbook readers in the media. After all, Republicans were in the building when rioters broke through seeking to do them grievous physical harm. My Republican sources tell me that opposition to impeachment doesn't spring from generalized sanguinity over Trump's behavior. I've been receiving calls and texts for more than a week from elected Republicans heartsick over what they saw in the Capitol. Opposition to impeachment comes from a deep and abiding conservative belief that members of the opposing political tribe want their destruction, not simply to punish Trump for his behavior. Republicans believe that Democrats and the overwhelmingly liberal media see impeachment as an attempt to cudgel them collectively by lumping them in with the Capitol rioters thanks to support for Trump. The evidence for that position isn't difficult to find. This is what I wrote in Politico, and then we'll get to the blowback. And yes, none of these politicians are the sitting president of the United States and head of the executive branch looking to pressure the legislature to violate the law and overturn a lawful election. But it's just as plausible to see such questions as demands for neutral political standards to hold everyone accountable. Without such standards, conservatives fear any political flashpoint will be used as a cudgel to cram down social, cultural, even governmental repression. Republicans may divide over impeachment. There are good prudential arguments against and good principled arguments in favor. But one thing is certain. If anyone expects Americans to come together once the Trump era is over, that's a pipe dream. Our social fabric is torn. It was torn before Trump. And as it turns out, the incentive structure of modern politics and media cuts directly against stitching it together again. Right? That's what I wrote for Politico. Seems relatively uncontroversial to me, frankly. Okay, and we'll get to the blowback because it absolutely proved my point. My contention was the left is going to lump everybody together, call them evil, and then excise them from the public debate. So Politico staff was like, conservatives are evil. We should excise them from the public debate. It's like, oh, thank you for proving that point. Really appreciate it. Alrighty, coming up, all hell broke loose at Politico because I wrote the playbook. And we'll get into all the details because it really is an excellent bellwether for where the country is going. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Case WCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A writing for Politico's playbook out of anything but a sense of fun and an attempt to appeal to broader audiences, you are out of your damn mind. Okay, in any case, people lose it. And so all day yesterday, Politico is trending. How dare they turn over the sacred space of the Politico playbook to a conservative like Ben Shapiro? How could they do such a thing? Now understand that for folks in the media left, they proclaim that they are objective. They proclaim that they want to hear all sides, right? Freedom of the press, more voices, 1,000 voices. Yeah, bull. Okay. What you guys actually want is a monolithic media culture in which everybody agrees with you. That's actually what you want. Okay, how do I know this? Well, let's say, just for the sake of argument, that Politico's playbook had been handed over to a rotating cast of characters, most of whom were openly allied with the political left. And there had been not a peep, not an iota, not a whit of dissent inside Politico. Let's say, for example, that literally the day before I wrote the Politico playbook, Chris Hayes, who has gone kind of crazy, was writing the Politico playbook. When I say he's gone kind of crazy, I mean that within the last 48 hours, Chris Hayes suggested that Amy Coney Barrett should basically resign her Supreme Court seat because Donald Trump appointed her to it, because she is somehow complicit in the Capitol riot. I mean, like, he tweeted out a picture of Amy Coney Barrett with Trump, and he's like, well, maybe she has this picture on her wall, as though she is responsible for Trump's behavior, or as though you're supposed to turn down a Supreme Court nomination because Donald Trump is Donald Trump. So Chris Hayes has not been, I would say, the most responsible or factual actor in all of this. Did I call for his deplatforming? No. Have I ever called for advertisers to drop him? Not once. Was I upset that Playbook decided to let him edit the Playbook? Of course not. Okay, nor was anyone at Playbook. No one was. Okay, Ken Burns, who's an open member of the left, he wrote the Playbook. Yamiche Alcindor, who's an incredibly open member of the anti-Trump left, she wrote the Playbook earlier this week. Okay, so then I write the Playbook, and everyone loses it, right? It trends on Twitter, and when it trends on Twitter, you have to understand that your elite media guardians, the new ruling class, all the people who went to the same schools and speak the language of wokery, Twitter is like the place they go. It's basically like a listserv. Twitter is where they go to have their public internal discussions. And so you start hearing news that on the Slack channels, at Twitter, at Political, people are very angry on the Slack channels. Ooh, they're typing mean messages about political management into Slack. Now, let me say this. Okay, Politico's management, they actually did the right thing. I couldn't believe it, honestly. Like, good for them. Really, like, they asked me to do it. They stood by it. They did one thing, which they didn't do for anybody else, which is that in their PM playbook edition, they then ran a letter to the editor, essentially, from somebody who opposed me. They didn't do that for anyone else this week. But overall, they stood up and they said, listen, we publish a wide range of views, and that's important. Okay, but what the management did is actually less indicative of what the media are than what the staff did. So the staff absolutely rebelled. People went insane. I was getting messages from people who I know, with whom I am friends, over in the political staff. Yes, I have friends on the left, and I talk with them guys. Ooh. And so they were giving me, like, live updates on what was going on. Apparently somebody on the call compared me to David Duke. It was like having David Duke write the political playbook. Yes, correct. The Orthodox Jew, who's the number one enemy of the alt-right, and the number one recipient of anti-Semitism, you're right. It's just like David Duke, guys. 100% like David Duke. Well done. You're not in a bubble at all. At all. Okay, it got so bad yesterday that 225 pseudo-journalists over at Politico had a staff call, 225 with the management. Now, let me tell you what would happen. If we printed a piece and members of our staff came to us and they were like, we are very sad and upset that you printed this piece, I'd be like, that's nice. Now go back to your cubicle and write. That's exactly how that conversation would go. Because, you know what? As the editor of the publication, don't give a crap. But they had to have a little bit of a struggle session, because this is how it works in modern media. You don't want your upset woke staffers to go on Twitter and say the memes about you and quit in despair and undercut you with your base. I mean, it was so funny. I mean, I was getting calls from people inside Politico yesterday. I won't mention names. I'm not going to say what positions they held. And they were like, I can't believe this is happening. I was like, how can you not believe this is happening? I told you it was going to happen. Okay, in any case, this was reported with breathless anxiety by members of the media, like Eric Wemple from The Washington Post, like Maxwell Tawney from The Daily Beast. How could they have turned over political playbook? By the way, just quick note. So 225, there's so many things to say about this. One, the newsroom was angry. Not the people at the editorial side. The newsroom. So I was under the impression the newsroom was supposed to be above and above, objective, factual-based journalists who are just there to report the news. I was not aware that the newsroom could be so upset about a viewpoint on what effectually is an op-ed page. Right? If there is a strict divide between news and op-ed, then I'm just wondering, why were the, if the newsroom people, they don't have any political angle, why is it that there was universal rage in the newsroom at all this? But don't worry, guys, they're so objective, they're so fair-minded. And by the way, there were some people at the Politico staff who were like, this is overblown. And Eric Wemple, who was reporting all day on this yesterday, he explicitly said they weren't speaking up because they were afraid of the blowback inside the Slack channels, inside the call. So people at Politico went nuts. Maxwell Tawney was reporting that Politico was basically in flames yesterday. People, oh my God, the outrage, the insane outrage. And it was all day trending. Politico is facing backlash on Thursday, both internally and externally, for handing over the keys to its signature news product for the day to Ben Shapiro, an oft incendiary right-wing commentator. Honest to God, you know, when they say I am oft incendiary, it would behoove them to listen to like a episode of the show. A episode. Okay, well, Matt Kamenetsky, good for him. Seriously, good for Matt Kaminsky, okay, the Outlet's top editor. He said, we published a piece by a very prominent writer, provocateur, and podcaster. We stand by every word in there. It was very closely edited. And then he said, mischief-making has always been a part of Politico's secret sauce. We were an upstart. Some of that sensibility is always going to be a part of this publication. So, again, let me repeat. Nothing but plaudits for Politico's editors for doing what is, objectively speaking, the right thing, standing by people that you actually asked to write for you. Unlike the coward Jeffrey Goldberg over at The Atlantic with Kevin Williamson. Hours later, says the Daily Beast, during a staff-wide Zoom call to address the controversy, staffers were vocally upset and demanded answers for why company brass published Shapiro the day after Congress voted to impeach President Trump for the second time. Okay, I have a question. Number one, we pre-scheduled this thing like weeks in advance. I did not pick the day. They picked the day. It was weeks in advance. I wouldn't have minded if they moved the day. I didn't care. Okay, so it actually happened to be coincidence that this is how the calendar fell out. It was not like they came to me the day of the impeachment like, would you like to write tomorrow's playbook? Yeah, in any case, just as a factual matter. But beyond that, I love the way this is reported at the garbage Daily Beast. So I do love that the Daily Beast reports this like, well, it was the day after, especially the day after the impeachment. How could you turn over the playbook? You're right. You know, the rule under the Constitution is that if he's impeached in the House, but then I write the playbook the day after, he's unimpeached in the House. That's actually in the Constitution. It's Article 57, Clause 2. Kaminsky said, we're not going to back away from having published something because some people think it was a mistake to do so. And then they point out that lots of people have written the playbook recently. By the way, Chuck Todd is doing it. There are other conservatives who are slated to do this. On Thursday, Politico turned the newsletter over to Shapiro, said the Daily Beast, who used the space for a column making the case that House Republicans who voted against impeaching Trump, despite his repeated lies about the 2020 election, stoking of rioters, are right to feel aggrieved. Shapiro's guest appearance was not particularly well received. Internally at Politico, several staffers raised concerns about the decision to allow him to guest write the key newsletter even for one day. One staffer pointed out in a company-wide Slack channel, the right-wing pundit has a long history of bigoted and incendiary... Sorry, I fell asleep because that is so boring. Seriously, I have full articles on my own website in which I have talked about my most controversial comments and either apologized for or explained them, which is something no one else in media so far, like literally no one else in media so far, as I am aware, has ever done. Okay, if you're going to claim to me that many of the people who are writing Politico's playbook have never said a bad thing ever, that they are all pure as the driven snow, that's nonsense. Basically, it was, he wrote something I don't like, and now I'm really, really mad. He's conservative, and I'm really, really, really mad. The staffer said, it has clearly generated a wave of negative attention. First of all, nobody reads the playbook. I'll bet you they had better traffic on the playbook yesterday than they have had in 5 years. I'll guarantee it, in fact. The staffer said, it has clearly generated a wave of negative attention. I fear it's already overshadowing a lot of great work being done by journalists across this newsroom. The comment received several dozen upvotes from, wow, upvotes. Apparently, there are a bunch of smile emojis also. Ooh. The emoji brigade is at it again. This is especially confusing given the newsroom's welcome efforts over the last year to cover issues related to race in a more intentional, elevated, thoughtful way, said another staffer. Oh, you mean like how the left would like? Outside the Beltway-centric outlet, reporters and columnists alike voiced anger and disappointment with Politico's decision. Ah. Okay, by the way, it's all left-wing. They never quote anybody from the right, of course. It's all a bunch of left-wing people who hate my guts. Apparently, during a heated Zoom call, several employees compared Shapiro to right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Are you out of your f***ing minds? You're comparing me to Alex Jones and David Duke? Are you out of your f***ing minds? Like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? But this was my entire point. My entire point was you're going to lump us all together, and then you're going to declare us all deplorable, and then you're going to excise us from the public debate. That was literally the point of the piece. I read you the entirety of it. That was the point of the piece, and you all went, you know what? You know what? Shapiro is wrong, so we're going to do everything he predicted we would do, and we're going to do it in exactly the way we said he was going to do it. That's how wrong he is. To prove he is wrong, we will do all the things that prove him right. Another staffer said the top editor was dismissive of the concerns brought up throughout the chat. But some Politico staffers stood by the publication's decision to publish, saying they were too afraid to speak up on the calls out of fear of being criticized by their colleagues. That's what an open-minded organization looks like, is that you're super-duper afraid of being criticized by your colleagues. Again, I have friends within many of these newsrooms. I have friends within many of the editorial boards of many of these websites. I talk to lots of people. In fact, because it's my birthday, it's time to play one of my favorite birthday games. One of my favorite birthday games is when all the people who I'm friends with at leftist publications send me a text that says happy birthday, but will never acknowledge that I have had a birthday publicly, because that would acknowledge I'm a human being born of woman, because then they would get backlash. Okay, we're going to get into more of this in just 1 second, but it demonstrates the complete disconnect, and it's that disconnect that is wrecking the social fabric. It's been going on for years. It preceded Trump. It brought about Trump. It will post-date Trump, and it's going to get worse. We're going to get to this in just 1 second. First, you may have noticed that you shouldn't trust the tech bros in Silicon Valley. You may have noticed that they're not treating conservatives particularly well these days. Well, one of the things they are doing while they restrict your ability to view content that you like is they're also making money off of you. They're taking your data. They're monetizing it. You ever wonder how those big social media sites make their cash? The answer is they take your data, they package it, and they sell it to ad companies and others. Well, big tech companies can use your IP address to match your internet activity to your identity or location. When I use ExpressVPN, search engines and media sites, they can't see my IP address at all. My identity is masked and anonymized. ExpressVPN has the added benefit of encrypting 100% of your data to keep you safe from people who just don't want to have it. ExpressVPN software takes just 1 minute to set up on your computer or phone. You tap one button, now you are protected. So, if you are like me and you believe your internet data belongs to you, not to the giant tech companies who aren't friendly to conservatives, ExpressVPN is the answer. Protect your online activity today with the VPN I trust to keep my data safe. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben to claim an exclusive offer for my fans. That's expressvpn.com/Ben for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben to get started. All right, in a second, we're going to explain to you just how out of touch the Politico staff is. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the Politico staff, you know, they want you to trust them with your with news, right? They are your trusted news source. They also happen to be wildly out of touch with anything resembling reality, apparently. So Eric Wemple of The Washington Post, media critic, who, of course, is biased to the left because he just is. I mean, he works for The Washington Post. That is not a surprise. Here is what he tweeted yesterday. One staffer in today's meeting at Politico over Ben Shapiro's guest-written playbook argued that the decision to publish his thoughts complicates frequent conversations with Republicans and conservatives. Quote is what a person said. Okay, you ready? I'm spending all this time trying to convince them that we're here for them and that there's a difference between what Ben Shapiro is doing and what Alex Jones is doing and what Politico is trying to do. And then just to have Ben Shapiro on the top thing that we publish undermines this huge problem in our country right now, which is just people don't even know who to trust. People don't know where to go to get information that is correct. I don't even know what to do. How to go to tell them not to listen to Ben Shapiro because we published Ben Shapiro. The place that I work for has published Ben Shapiro. So how can I get back on my soapbox and say there's a difference between news that's trying to give you information and news that is opinion, that is not fact-checked, that is not true? How do we separate Ben Shapiro from what we are doing? Okay, so here's the thing. You say that you're trying to separate your news from opinion. And your chief complaint is that you are trying deliberately to stop people from hearing opposing points of view. Your view of your job is to set up a monopoly on information in which you are the only good source, and anyone who disagrees is akin to Alex Jones. So I don't trust you, and people shouldn't trust you. So as an award for Politico demonstrating my point, we sent the Politico staff, or are in the process of sending them, 225. There are 225 staffers on this call, which is insane, by the way. 225 staffers just to complain that I had written a piece for Politico. We sent them 225 leftist tears tumblers. We don't want them to get their desks wet from all of their tears. They need something to catch all of the moisture freely flowing from their faces over this horrific, horrific act. The fact that they see it as their mission to get people to stop listening to this show, just remember that. Remember that. It is the mission of so many members of the media to stop people from hearing opposing voices. No one on the right is telling you not to read Politico. I have never said that you should not read Politico. I said you should read it. You should keep their bias in mind. Read Politico. Read the New York Times. Read the Washington Post. Read all of these places. Do it. Don't subscribe if you don't want to actually support them. But sure, read them and get their opinions. I've told you to go listen to Pod Save America. You think they're ever going to say that about me? They would love to get me deplatformed. They would love to have all my advertisers drop. Okay, I have been perfectly open about the fact that this is an opinion show. I've been perfectly open about my own opinions. Nobody is suggesting that I am objective because I am not objective. What I do try to do on this show is be honest with you about what is factually based and what is my opinion. That is something that the jackasses at the political newsrooms don't bother to do. Which means, yes, I do look down on them because I am more honest than they are. I will give you my opinion. I will give you the facts. I will tell you the difference. Over at Politico, they believe it is literally their mission to stop people from listening to the show. And how can they tell their friends and family not to listen to the show after I wrote an opinion piece for Playbook? The goal here is not dialogue. The goal here is not a better social fabric. The goal here is not truth. It is not the search for truth. The goal here is to silence. That is the goal. And they're being perfectly open about it now. Now it's out in the open. We've known this for a long time. And then they wonder, why we're not making comment. Because I can't. I literally cannot. It is not possible. You are attempting to lump me in with people I have explicitly derided. And then you're like, oh, yeah, well, but we can't. Why won't they make common cause? Why aren't they on our side? Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, it's almost like I wrote a piece in your publication about this. And then you went ahead and just explicitly did what I predicted you would do to prove my point. Slow clap for the geniuses at the Politico newsroom, you idiots. Okay, meanwhile, Twitter has announced that they want to make the conversation better by basically shutting down a lot of the conversation. So Jack Dorsey yesterday, he was like, yeah, I feel like we have a problem here because on the one hand, we don't want people to foment violence. And on the other hand, we would like to shut down all the opinions we don't like. So what's the middle road? What exactly do we do? And so yesterday, James O'Keefe got some audio of Jack Dorsey from an internal phone call, I believe, talking about making the conversation better at Twitter. He says, banning Trump is just the beginning. Now, again, you can dislike what Trump has to say. You can think Trump tweets things that are not true. In fact, Twitter had been putting on nearly every one of Trump's tweets a fact check, like a little fact check notification. That fact check notification did not apply to a wide variety of other falsehoods that were being told on Twitter, so those rules were not being evenly applied. But then they just banned him. And they banned him because they were like, yeah, if Trump speaks, people are going to get violent, which is a hell of a standard to put on anybody, that if somebody reads speech that is not calling for violence and then gets violent, that's the fault of the person speaking. Then Twitter should, honestly, if that's the case, then Twitter should literally be offline. Amazon Web Services should cancel Twitter in the same way they canceled Parler. By the way, there's evidence that people were using Twitter in order to coordinate for the Capitol riots, as well as Facebook. So when is Amazon Web Services going to deplatform both of those? Anyway, here's Jack Dorsey talking about the new standards on Twitter.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day, and our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that.
Okay, so again, the focus for the left is always on how do we, quote unquote, minimize harm. But the way that they define harm always seems a little bit too broad. So if they're talking about threats of violence, obviously that stuff should be removed. If they're talking about plans for violence, obviously that stuff should be removed. But there's a tendency on the left to conflate everything with a call for violence. In fact, one of the complaints inside Politico, apparently, on the call, is that I was making people feel unsafe, which is just like, come on. Come on, you whiny babies. Making you feel unsafe. I have like 24/7 security because of death threats, and I'm making you feel unsafe because I wrote that maybe Republicans feel excised from the public debate. I mean, the term snowflakes is overused, but my goodness, it's a blizzard over at Politico. Pretty impressive stuff. So, you know, that is unfortunately where things stand in the state of the United States media. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. 1 year after the COVID-19 was first detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan, the global death count has topped 2 million.
1 million people died in the first 8 months of the pandemic. It took less than 4 months for the number to double. The U.S. has seen the most deaths by far, with nearly 390,000 Americans having died of COVID-19 infections, more than the combined total of the next two countries on the list, Brazil and Mexico. The count is based on figures supplied by government agencies around the world, and the real toll is believed to be significantly higher. That's in part because of inadequate testing and the many fatalities that were inaccurately attributed to other causes, especially early in the pandemic. I'm Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors who initially said there was strong evidence the mob that stormed the Capitol aimed to capture and assassinate election officials have now backed away from that allegation. Withdrawal comes after the head of the probe cautioned there was no direct evidence. Also at townhall.com, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will not support an effort by a group of House conservatives to oust House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney for her leadership role.
Representative Cheney has come under fire for a decision to support impeaching President Trump this week. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs and Representative Matt Rosendale began circulating a petition Wednesday to have the conference move Cheney, the number three Republican in the House and the highest-ranking GOP woman, from her leadership position. Top Trump allies, including Congressman Jim Jordan, have announced that they will back the effort, arguing the conference should hold a vote. Cheney says she doesn't plan to step down from her position. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi offering no clues on her plans to send President Trump's impeachment to the Senate, but she says Democrats do intend to move swiftly on Joe Biden's various legislative priorities. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Petco going public.
The San Diego-based pet store chain hopes to bank on people's obsession with their furry friends. Petco's stock opened at $18 Thursday and rose 63% to close at $29.40. That values the company at more than $6 billion. It raised $864 million after selling 48 million shares in its initial public offering, which the company plans to use to pay off debt. It's the third time Petco's gone public in its 55-year history. Both times it was bought and taken private, most recently in 2006. Petco's shares are trading on the NASDAQ stock exchange under the symbol WOOF. Keith Peters, Washington.
U.S. Postal Service says baseball legend Yogi Berra will be featured on a stamp later this year. Yogi died in 2015 at the age of 90. Hall of Famer, known for his bizarre and keen sense of humor. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Retail sales falling for a third straight month as a surge in virus cases, keeping a lot of people away from the stores during the Christmas shopping season. Jeremy House reports.
The Commerce Department reports U.S. retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in December from the month before. Sales also fell in October and November, even though many retailers tried to get people shopping early for their Christmas gifts by offering deals before the end of October. December's number is yet another sign that the pandemic pandemic is slowing the U.S. economy.
On Wall Street this week, a little profit-taking. Dow was off at the end, 30,184. The NASDAQ closed the week just under the 13,000 mark at 12,999. S&P 500 closed at 37.68. And Friday, New York crude off a dollar and a half at 52.04. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
They would like to restrict your access to information. The thing they hate most in the land is the fact that people do listen to shows like this. This is what the Politico staffers were saying on their call. How can we convince people not to visit Daily Wire after we printed Ben Shapiro? How can we stop people from listening to his podcast? It's not about freedom of the press. They don't care about freedom of the press for you. They don't care about freedom of speech for you, you silly. They care about freedom of speech for them so that they can give you their perspective. But your perspective is of no consequence. And all elements of distribution of information should be twisted so that only they and only they, have a monopoly on the dissemination of information. So here's an article from the technology section of the Washington Post. And it's all about how the tech bros had the power all along. And isn't that wonderful? Craig Timberg writing, during President Trump's first impeachment in December 2019, he tweeted more than 600 times, an average of 58 times a day. One of the last said, can you believe I will be impeached today by the radical left, do-nothing Democrats, and I did nothing wrong. During President Trump's second impeachment this week, he tweeted not once. This shift, the silence was momentous, made possible by Twitter's decision Friday to ban him from the platform. It may take historians years to grasp the full implications of the social media hurricane that Trump has conjured ever since he announced his intention to run for president 5.5 years ago. But it took a single week, underscored by a single remarkable day, to appreciate what happened when that storm headed back out to sea. This emerging new world, free from Trump's tweets and the kaleidoscope of reactions to Trump tweets, has dawned suddenly, costing the president his ability to speak directly with 88 million followers, unfiltered by journalists or other traditional gatekeepers, with a few finger taps on his iPhone. Trump's ability to shape events has diminished dramatically since he was banned on Friday night. Twitter's decision removed an account, analysts said, helped fuel the rage that consumed the U.S. Capitol last week and is threatening to flare again. But Twitter's action also removed a bountiful source of ideas and impressions followed avidly by his supporters. Joan Donovan, research director at the Harvard Kennedy School, Shorenstein Center on Media, Politics, and Public Policy, says this week will echo in history as the moment when Trump was unable to shape reality in real time. And the whole article is about the power of the small group of companies. Yeah, a small group of companies already with commanding power over the American economy, headquartered in liberal West Coast enclaves, has demonstrated rising corporate power over the national political debate. While Twitter was punishing Trump, in the span of a few days, Google, Apple, Amazon also moved against a social media site favored by his supporters, Parler, pushing it out of the app stores. All this happened after years in which the same companies studiously avoided challenging Trump and his backers, publicly embracing a high-toned doctrine of free speech, far beyond that required by the First Amendment, which constrains the federal government, not private companies. So here it is. Here is a member. Here is the media itself, the beneficiary of the First Amendment. Democracy dies in darkness, Washington Post. These social media companies and their high standards of free speech, they don't need to do that. They're private companies. Why are they doing that? They should stop that. The only thing they should publish is the Washington Post. Anybody who believes that there's a real commitment to free speech and diversity of thought in the halls of our press? Yeah, no, there ain't. There just ain't. Again, some of us have called for neutral rules of neutral applicability. Some of us just want the rules applied against our enemies. When the left is in power, they just want the rules applied against their enemies. That is all they want. The turnabout was abrupt, says the Washington Post, and, as many have noted, timely, given that it came as Democrats took control of the Senate and President-elect Joe Biden's path to the White House became assured. And so, again, the idea from the media over and over and over again is that it's very bad that these social media sites were open. Now they are closing, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because then we can have a left-wing media monopoly again. Now, here's one of the problems with a left-wing media monopoly. Here's one of the problems. They routinely say things that are not true. So, just patently not true. So, for months, up to the present day, we had headlines from places like the Washington Post alleging that in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Jacob Blake, an alleged rapist who went to his ex-girlfriend's house, the one he had allegedly digitally raped, and then she called the cops. The cops came. He resisted arrest. He threw the cops off his back. He refused to obey orders. He walked around the other side of the car. He reached down to the floorboards, and there was a knife, and he was shot. The Washington Post printed a headline not all that long ago suggesting that the cops had shot an unarmed man. This was the going headline for a while, right? The tape shows that he was a victim of police brutality. How convincing was the narrative put out by the media? The narrative was so convincing that Kamala Harris personally called Jacob Blake, an alleged rapist who's resisting arrest. Joe Biden met with Jacob Blake's family to talk about systemic police racism. Riots racked Kenosha. Okay, and now it turns out that Jacob Blake is speaking to ABC News, and he actually is telling the truth about what happened that night, and it is not the narrative, as it turns out. It turns out that Jacob Blake is, in fact, allegedly, and according to his own admission, a violent criminal. Who could have foreseen such an eventuality? I mean, we were told by people like Benjamin Crump that he was unarmed and victimized by the cops. The only person who's arguing with that assessment is all of the videotape, all of the officers, and the alleged victim himself. Here was Jacob Blake on ABC News admitting that he was carrying a knife and going for a knife when he was shot by the cops. All we had was months of false media coverage on this, but those are the people who should have a monopoly over your ability to access information. You shouldn't be able to listen to podcasts like this, who's saying since day one that that's what was happened. Okay, here's Jacob Blake admitting the truth.
I'm rattled. You know, I realized I had dropped my knife. I had a little pocket knife. So I picked it up after I got off of him because they tased me and I fell on top of him.
With an open knife in hand that Blake says fell out of his pocket, he walks around the front of the vehicle towards the driver's side door.
What are you thinking at that point?
I'm not really worried. I'm walking away from them, so it's not like they're going to shoot me. I shouldn't have picked it up.
Yeah. Oh, but I was informed you were unarmed, sir. That's what I was informed. By your attorney, we were informed. The world was informed of this alleged fact. And this became the cause of destruction of property, destruction of businesses, risk to lives, injury in Kenosha, Wisconsin. But those media, you should trust them. You should absolutely, to the point where only they should be able to speak. Again, the game that the media have been playing with the social media companies, I've been on this for years at this point. The game that the members of the media have been playing with social media is social media was designed in order to facilitate broader conversation and broader dissemination of information. The media got angry at that. And so they decided, you know what? We've lost our monopoly. Let's reestablish our monopoly by pressuring the social media companies to crack down on the people we don't like by setting up bullcrap fact checkers that the social media companies can use in order to crack down on our competitors. And we can claim that dissemination of false information is only on the other side of the aisle. So the only people you should be able to access are, wait for it, us. Wow. Who could predict? And then we can promulgate whatever false narrative we want. And you won't have any ability to access the alternative information. And you wonder why folks on the right are suspicious of your motives in the media? You wonder why we don't trust you? We shouldn't trust you because you're not trustworthy. That's why. And I'm glad that the editors at Politico had the stones to actually stand by the decision to let me write in their pages. I'm grateful for that. But the staffers, what they did is much more telling to me about the state of the media than what a couple of editors with spine actually had to say. Because here's the truth. Most of these editors do not have spine, right, across the broad scale media. And they're not policing every single piece that goes out. We'll get to more of this in just one second. First, investors seeking steady cash flow ready to diversify. NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record, $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today. Receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-7540. That's 800-700-7540 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Okay. Meanwhile, in other narratives that have been exploded, at least just a little bit. So it happens to be there's a lot of claim in the aftermath of the Capitol riot that there are some claims by folks on the right that there are a lot of Antifa involved. And I said day one, I did not see evidence that a lot of Antifa was involved. I still don't see evidence that a lot of Antifa was involved, but there was at least one member of a left-wing group. There was a left-wing activist who has now been charged. This left-wing activist was interviewed on CNN by Anderson Cooper, unbelievably enough. According to the Daily Caller, federal prosecutors on Thursday announced charges against John Sullivan, a self-described left-wing activist who recorded the fatal police shooting of a Trump supporter inside the U.S. Capitol last week. Sullivan, the founder of a group called Insurgents USA, which formed in the aftermath of George Floyd's death, is charged with illegally entering the Capitol, civil disorder, and violent or disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Sullivan, 26, faces separate charges of rioting and criminal mischief in connection with an incident in Provo, Utah, on June 30th, 2020, where a person was shot and injured during a protest against police brutality. An FBI affidavit issued against Sullivan on Thursday cites comments he made on video he recorded during the Capitol breach. Sullivan told FBI agents as well as members of the media he showed up at the Capitol to document the activities of Trump supporters, but the FBI affidavit indicates Sullivan was acting more as an active participant in the riots than as a journalist. There are so many people. Let's go. This bleep is ours. F yeah, he is heard saying in the video, according to an FBI affidavit from FBI Special Agent Matthew Folger. We accomplished this bleep. We did this together. F yeah, we are all a part of this history. Let's burn this bleep down. In an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper, hours after the fatal shooting, Sullivan acknowledged he was not a Trump supporter, but denied instigating the rioters who stormed the Capitol. I don't want to see people get hurt unnecessarily, he told Cooper. Yeah. So there was that. That's a thing. The Daily Caller reported that. That has not been widely reported yet in the establishment media, which is not exactly a massive shock at this time. Okay. Well, to close out the week, there is a piece of news. It's amazing how in real time the narrative has now shifted on COVID. It has now become the position of many, many Democratic politicians that, wait a second, it's time to reopen society. Amazing. Andrew Cuomo in New York, he said, we can't lock down anymore. This is doing economic damage. So if you said this as a Republican for months, your trusted sources in the media informed you that Ron DeSantis is an evil pile of garbage. Brian Kemp was doing an experiment in human sacrifice, according to The Atlantic. Now, the greatest of all governors, the greatest governor who has ever walked the earth, as we all know, Andrew Cuomo, he came out and he was like, yeah, you know what? We probably have to reopen society because this isn't working. Now we know that there is a study evaluating COVID-19 responses around the world. This is according to Newsweek. It found mandatory lockdown orders early in the pandemic did not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease than other voluntary measures, such as social distancing or travel reduction. The peer-reviewed study conducted by a group of Stanford researchers published in the Wiley Online Library January 5th analyzed coronavirus case growth in 10 countries in early 2020. The study compared cases in England, France, Germany, Iran, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, and the U.S., all countries that implemented mandatory lockdown orders and business closures, to South Korea and Sweden, which implemented less severe voluntary responses. It aimed to analyze the effect that less restrictive or more restrictive measures had on changing individual behavior and curbing virus transmission. The researchers used a mathematical model that subtracted the sum of non-pharmaceutical interventions, effects, and epidemic dynamics in countries that did not enact more restrictive non-pharmaceutical interventions from the sum of NPI effects and epidemic dynamics in countries that did. In other words, they just looked at human behavior. They said, okay, what was the difference in human behavior and transmission rates when there was a mandatory lockdown, when there was not a mandatory lockdown? Using that model, the researchers determined there is no clear significant beneficial effort or effect of more restrictive measures on case growth in any country. Wow. Who could have predicted this, except for anybody who watched the data for any amount of time? We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, this has been a very depressing year, and that may have gotten you to thinking, what about death? Well, if you've been thinking about death like at all, then you need life insurance. You may as well make it into something useful. Go over to Policy Genius right now. Do the thing you have been longing to do, aching to do, that you've needed to do for quite a while. Get the life insurance that your family requires. Policy Genius makes it easy for you to compare more than 30 top insurers at once. Save over 50% in the process. There's no hassle. Their licensed experts work for you, not the insurance companies. Here's how it works. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need. Compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a buck a day. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they will take care of everything soup to nuts. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Make this the year you finally cross life insurance off your list. Get protection for your loved ones. Go to PolicyGenius.com and get started. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes. Start the new year with one less thing to worry about. Policy Genius, when it comes to insurance, it's nice and extremely important to get it right. If you're a responsible citizen, make sure that your family is taken care of in case, God forbid, something should happen to you. Check them out at PolicyGenius.com. By the way, President-elect Biden has said he has no intention of implementing a national shutdown when he takes office on January 20th. Of course, he had also implied that he might think about a national mask mandate and all the rest. So weird how the narrative changes in real time. Also weird how the media are not jumping all over Governor Andrew Cuomo. So one of Cuomo's spokespeople is ripping on Janice Dean. Janice Dean lost a parent in the COVID epidemic in New York. She was in a nursing home. The nursing homes were ravaged with COVID. The statistics people talk about, Florida stats, Florida has extremely transparent stats on COVID. New York is still hiding the number of deaths in nursing homes by misclassifying deaths in hospitals as non-nursing home deaths if the person died in a hospital after getting the COVID at a nursing home. In any case, Janice Dean has been very, very critical of Andrew Cuomo's response. Richard, as a party, a spokesperson for Cuomo, then told the Daily Mail, quote, every state has had issue with vaccine distribution because of lack of federal funds, but we're rapidly ramping up distribution. Currently have administered more than 60% of the vaccines we have. Last I checked, she's not a credible source on anything except maybe the weather. And way to dismiss somebody who had a parent who died on your watch as not a credible source on anything except the weather. Yeah, I definitely believe Andrew. I mean, Andrew Cuomo is an Emmy. Probably we should believe him. Coming up, remember that establishment media? They're the people you should trust. The people you should absolutely trust. Here's another story they just got completely wrong. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, what would you say if I told you the mainstream media just got a story completely wrong and then got a bunch of traffic off of it? But don't worry, you should trust them. They're establishment, after all. I mean, this is what we have been told. Well, they did that again this week. So, the number one story at the Washington Post yesterday was this bizarre little story. It was titled, "The $3,000 a month toilet for the Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner Secret Service detail." It was reported by three reporters. It took three reporters to lock this one down. The basic story is that Jared and Ivanka have a home in which they live with their children, and that the Secret Service detail, they didn't want the Secret Service detail using their bathrooms and then forced the evil Secret Service detail to rent a place where they could go to poop that was not inside their house. And now, I have a quick comment on this. As someone who has, like, lots of security all the time, not once has my security detail ever asked to use the bathroom in my house. It's actually not the way they operate. Like, security details don't operate that way. They don't operate that way, specifically because one of the things that is required on a security detail is not being obtrusive in the life of the person whom you are defending. Again, I've had more security than nearly anybody in American private life. So, would I let people use the restroom if they asked? Of course. Would Jared and Ivanka let somebody use the room if they, I'm sure they would. But there's a generalized policy that is true for near every security firm that I know of, which is you don't use the restroom of the people who you are guarding because that is obtrusive in their life. This is not a rarity. Okay, but the Washington Post reports it this way. Many U.S. Secret Service agents have stood guard in Washington's elite Kalorama neighborhood, home over the years to cabinet secretaries and former presidents. Those agents have had to worry about death threats, secure perimeters, suspicious strangers. But with the arrival of Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, they had a new worry, finding a toilet. Instructed not to use any of the half dozen bathrooms inside the couple's house, the Secret Service detail assigned to President Trump's daughter and son-in-law spent months searching for a reliable restroom to use on the job, according to neighbors and law enforcement officials. After resorting to a porta potty, as well as bathrooms at the nearby home of former President Barack Obama and the not-so-nearby residence of Vice President Pence, the agents finally found a toilet to call their own. But it came at a cost. To U.S. taxpayers, since 2017, the federal government has been spending $3,000 a month, more than $100,000 to date, to rent a basement studio with a bathroom from a neighbor of the Kushner family. A White House spokesperson denied that Trump and Kushner restricted agents from their 5,000-square-foot home with its 6 bedrooms and 6.5 bathrooms and asserted that it was Secret Service's decision not to allow protective detail inside. That account is disputed by a law enforcement officer familiar with the situation who said the agents were kept out at the family's request. A spokeswoman for the Secret Service initially declined to comment, but on Thursday night, 8 hours after the story appeared online, she sent us a second email with a new statement saying the Secret Service tries to have minimal impact on households it protects. Quote, in accordance with this practice, Secret Service personnel do not request access to the facilities at private residences. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner have not denied Secret Service personnel access to their home to include use of the restroom. Okay, so in other words, our story was completely false, and the Secret Service denied it, and Ivanka and Jared denied it, so literally everybody denies that they have been telling people that they have to poop their pants rather than using one of the restrooms. Doesn't matter. Washington Post ran with it. It was the number one traffic story at the Washington Post yesterday. It is, again, not a rarity. It is not a rarity for people to find different bathrooms when they are guarding people's homes. I know this because this has happened to us many, many times. Many times. I had 24/7 around-the-clock security for probably half a year last year. And it was just generalized policy. Like, we had a guest house. And we arranged with the people not to come into our house, but to use the bathroom in the guest house. That is not a rarity. That happens all the time. Right? Or we set up a porta potty. Like, again, this is what, it's not from us. That is what security details do. They do that because they do not wish to be, it's one of the jobs of a security detail, is not to intrude. But again, the goal of the media is to suggest that these are prim and proper elitists who will not allow these poor, horribly metamucil'd Secret Service agents to go poop in their house. Well done, media. Well done. It's always good stuff right there. Speaking of which, Twitter. Remember how Twitter is going to shut down information, like misinformation? They're very big on this. Misinformation must stop immediately. No more misinformation. Unless a Twitter mob decides to ruin everybody's life. Then it's like, well, you know. So, according to Daily Wire, Hank Berrien reporting, a retired Chicago firefighter misidentified by the Twitter mob as being a man who used a fire extinguisher to attack a cop at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th has been targeted with threats and people calling him a terrorist. Twitter at first publicized photos of the alleged perpetrator. But later, more details emerged. Now, it turns out that the trolls wrongly accused a retired firefighter of a Capitol riot murder. His name is David Quinteval. He's a retired Chicago firefighter. He was grocery shopping. And the day of the riot, he was 600 miles away, celebrating his wife's birthday. Twitter falsely identified him as a rioter involved in the killing of Officer Brian Sitnik. So really, well done, Twitter. Well done. I'm sure that Amazon Web Services is going to have to deny Twitter access to the app now, right? I mean, obviously they fomented violence against an innocent person. Oh, wait, that's not how the standards work? Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, coming up, we'll jump into the mailbag. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Y's across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
96-25. Hi, I'm Albert Pujols, first baseman for the Los Angeles Angels.
And I'm Deidre Pujols.
And we made it our mission to strike out slavery.
Did you know that millions of people, many who are in vulnerable populations, are caught in this nightmare of violence, fraud, and coercion? And during a crisis like the pandemic, even more innocent people are at risk of falling victim to human trafficking.
Sometimes we all take true freedom for granted. Freedom to live our life.
The freedom to pursue our dreams.
The freedom to watch and play baseball.
But for far too many, basic freedom has been torn away, often violently and often targeting those most vulnerable among us.
That's why we made it our mission to strike out slavery.
And we're sending out an SOS, because freedom is worth fighting for.
Join us. Join baseball fans. Join the fight against human trafficking. Go to strikeoutslavery.com.
Furnished by the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it's Friday. Let's jump into the mailbag and take some of your questions in what Producer Savvy calls the mail busity. Okay, here we go. Annalisa says, hey, Ben, last night's episode of Backstage was awesome. Thank you for helping fight for the culture and jumping into the entertainment sphere. Yes, for those who missed it, last night we premiered Run, Hide, Fight, an awesome mainstream Hollywood pick. I mean, it is mainstream Hollywood quality. It is an excellent film. It is not going to sucker punch you about your values if you want to watch it, and you should. It's a great thriller. Is rated R. I mean, it's mature audiences because TV, but it's really an R-rated film. You can check us out at dailywire.com. It's the kind of thing you want to watch in your off hours, regardless of your politics. Says Annalisa, when you and Jeremy started this company, did you know this is where it would end up? Was this always the vision? No, actually. We considered, so the beginnings, the origins of this are shrouded in mystery. But the truth is, Jeremy and I, when my business partner Jeremy Boring and I, when we first met, which was back in 2011 or so, about 10 years ago. Our first conversation was about making conservative film. And he was into it. I was into it. I was writing a book at the time about TV. And we talked about, you know, can there ever be a conservative Hollywood? And we sort of came to the conclusion that it would be very difficult to get funding for it. He himself had tried a company called Declaration Entertainment that was sort of subscription-based to make conservative entertainment, and it had never raised enough money to really do anything. And then as we started working together, we realized that instead of me being the business mind and him being sort of the entertainment side, it was sort of the reverse. He was the business mind and I was the talent. And so we ended up building Daily Wire on that basis. And now that we have this massive platform, we think our mission in the first place was never wrong. Right? The fact is that we want to speak out wherever in the culture we can do the most good. And one of those places is in the entertainment sphere, which has been completely neglected by the right for literally decades to its great detriment. Now, the right has lost institutional power in literally every area of American life, from the corporate side to the sporting side to culture to Hollywood, like all of them. We've lost power. And so we're going to need to push back in every single one of those areas. And we can start by getting involved in making great entertainment and giving you an alternative for your bucks so you're not spending your dollars with companies that despise you. And the reality is that if you look at the political donations at Netflix, it's like 98-2 in favor of Democrats. If you look at the political donations at Apple, it's like 85-15. If you look at the political donations at any one of these big TV companies, it's almost universally for Democrats. All the execs are Democrats. All the writers are Democrats. All of them don't like your values. Okay, you need to stop giving your money to them. You need to start giving it to people who are going to make entertainment that's not going to sucker punch you and is actually going to promote values that you believe in, even without agitprop, without making just propaganda films. By things that people actually want to watch. That's what we like about Run, Hide, Fight. It is not overtly political. You could certainly watch it being on the left and not come away with any political message, but there are a lot of underlying dynamics to the movie that I think promote a basically conservative worldview. Jonah says, happy birthday, Ben. Well, thank you, Jonah. How are you going to spend the big day? Sleeping. A lot. So last night, because we premiered the film, didn't get back to my home until about 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock, and then had to get up pretty quickly after that because of my kids, and then had to come in and do the show. So tonight, going to go to bed early. But for me, the best thing to do is family time. Like, it's the thing I love the most. And so people are always like, you going to have a big party? No, we'll hang out with some friends, maybe Saturday night. But it's mostly going to be spending time with my wife, spending time with the kids, because that's what I like to do. I mean, honestly, I live kind of a boring life. I think that in the near future, we're going to be coming out with sort of a day in the life YouTube video that shows what my day is like. And much of my day is allowing my children to crawl all over me. That's a lot of my day. In fact, good story about my son. I told this on the All Access. This is another reason you should subscribe, because you can actually, we can hang out together. You can ask me sort of bizarre personal questions. So here's a good, this is sort of what my day is like. So I get home from work the other day, and my four-year-old has gotten home from school, and he is just being a pain in the butt. I mean, he is screaming and he is fussing about nothing. He's decided that he kind of likes random household objects for some reason. And so he's found this tray, and he's like, I want that tray. Like, no, that is a tray that holds towels. You're not allowed to run around with that tray. No, I want the tray. And you're not allowed to hold the tray. Like, I want the tray. He, little Democrat, you know. And he finally starts screaming and crying. And I said to him, you know, what would we do if somebody were on fire? And he says, well, we would put them out with water. I said, well, do you feel, like, really hot right now, like you're on fire? He's like, yes, I'm so angry. I'm so angry. And he's screaming and he's crying. I said, okay, well, it's time to dip you in the pool. And so I literally picked him up by his feet and carried him upside down out to our pool. And I dipped the top of his head, not his face, I dipped the top of his head, his hair, into the pool. And he started laughing, and that broke him out of it. You know, this is very funny. That's kind of my life. That is the story of my life in a nutshell after I leave the studio here. Maybe we'll give you a glimpse into that sometime in the near future, right, guys? I think that we're going to bring out that YouTube video pretty soon. It's pretty fun. Okay, Austin says, greetings, Ben. With Democrats running out of time to convict Trump, how likely do you think it is that they will try to convict Trump after Biden's inauguration? Is impeaching a former president legal? And if so, is this a tactic that could be used against future GOP presidential contenders? So there are a couple of things that are being considered. One is invocation of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, that would allow a pure majority of Congress to bar somebody from holding federal office if they've engaged in a quote-unquote insurrection. It's going to be very difficult to prove that Trump actually legally engaged in an insurrection. And Trump would certainly challenge that in court. Whether he wins or not is anybody's guess. But you could theoretically just have a pure majority of Democrats in the House and the Senate, and maybe a couple of Republicans peeled off to vote to bar Trump from office under the 14th Amendment, which would be real weird. You could also have an impeachment after he leaves office. So it's debated in legal circles whether this is possible or not. So Michael Luttig, a former federal appeals court judge, he has said it's not possible, that impeachment is meant to, it's a political remedy to oust somebody from office so that they can't hold office again. But after they're out of office, we actually have criminal law and they're a private citizen and the criminal law applies to them. You don't actually want like a bill of attainder, which is sort of an ex post facto law directed at one person in particular. And Trump would have a legal case on those grounds. Also, unclear exactly how that would go down in the Senate. There's a countervailing point of view, legally speaking, that says, no, you actually can impeach somebody after they are out of office because you can bar them from holding future office on the basis of conviction, because he was impeached before he left office. But the conviction hearing isn't going to be held in the Senate until essentially after he leaves office. This will be a very interesting constitutional. It's never been done before for a president, certainly. So that'll be kind of interesting. Lindsey Graham kind of oddly suggested that if this goes forward, then you could see an impeachment of George Washington. It's going to be hard to bar George Washington from holding office again for some fairly obvious reasons, including the fact that he's dead. Lauren says, hey, Ben, what is your opinion on why religious movies never do well with big audiences? Passion of the Christ seems to be the only big film that had success. Is this all because of budget? Well, that's not true. I mean, there are a bunch of religious films that have done well. Fireproof did unbelievable business, did like $100 million of business. The reality is that if you are making overtly Christian religious appeals, you're more likely to draw in people who feel it is an altar call, like it's a moral responsibility to watch the film. It's not stuff that people kind of want to watch in their off hours. It's not like you get home after a hard day at work and you flip on the TV and you're like, honey, what's on? She's like, let's go watch The Passion. And that's not the way it works. People felt the need to watch The Passion because the left and the secularists in our society said you cannot watch. It's a terrible film. You should never watch it. And everybody who's a Christian went, no, actually, we've kind of read the Bible. So, you know, we've read the New Testament. We're kind of into it. That's kind of what drove the passion for The Passion. But this is one of the things we've been saying, is that overt altar calls only resonate with a certain core level of people. That's why we need to make entertainment that is not just the pure altar call. We'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, let's talk about something awkward. Well, that would be erectile dysfunction. That was awkward, wasn't it? Well, instead of just talking about it, if you've got that problem, why don't you just go get it taken care of, like right now with Roman. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship your real medicine with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, discreet. Getting started is really easy. Just go to getroman.com/ben complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to talk about. Now there is Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and get it taken care of quickly and easily and inexpensively. Just go to GetRoman.com/Shapiro to get up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment, a free online visit, free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Ben for up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/Ben. A lot of people, when they have a medical problem, they tend to put it off. I hear that. I mean, it's happened to me too. But if you got something as life-altering as ED, you need to get it taken care of, and you can do so really fast and really easily. GetRoman.com/Ben to get up to $50 off your first month of ED treatment, free online visit, free two-day shipping. Christy says, what does a typical Saturday look like in the life of B-Shap? Well, Shabbat is my day of rest indeed. So it looks like this. My kids wake me up at like 6 a.m. I usually feed them breakfast, and then we get dressed up, and then I take them on a walk around our neighborhood, which is really fun. They really enjoy it. We usually go for like an hour-long walk, and it's me with all three kids, and it's a blast. We really enjoy it while my wife sleeps in. Then we get home. My parents usually stop by at that point. My mom helps out my wife taking care of the kids. And then my dad and I go to shul. And then after we go to shul, we come home, we have lunch together, we hang out with the kids, we go visit friends. Saturday is delightful. I mean, Shabbat is just wonderful. It is a lifesaver. It takes you out of the media. It takes you off social media. It takes you out of the news. I recommend it to everyone. Shabbat, Sabbath, recommended by Ben Shapiro and also God. Daniel says, do any of you have personal stories about being treated poorly in Hollywood because of your views? I mean, I think everybody who has been a conservative in Hollywood at all has these sorts of stories. My own personal story is that I was working on a show with Leonard Goldberg, who's this big name in Hollywood at one point while I was writing Primetime Propaganda. And we were about to go to development, actually. And then sort of word got around, apparently, as to who I was. And that was not good. I had an agent in Hollywood. I had been brought in to interview for the writer's room on a couple of legal shows because of my legal background. And then my agent told me that they were having real trouble getting me a job in any of the writer's rooms because people had just Googled my name. And that is fairly typical for conservatives in Hollywood. Again, not an end of the world for me, obviously. I'm not complaining. I love my life. I love my career. Wouldn't want to be a Hollywood writer. But it has happened to a lot of conservatives in Hollywood for sure. Caleb says, dear Ben, it's been a little more than a year since the tobacco age has been changed from 18 to 21. Do you feel like it is fair for the government to tell legal adults that they are not old enough to decide whether or not to use these products? I don't use tobacco, but I disagree with it 100%. I think when you're 18, it's up to you to decide what's best, even if you decide wrong. I mean, I generally agree with that. If you're old enough to join the army, it seems to me you're old enough to smoke and make the decision. Now, don't do it. It's a bad move for you and your health. I am very anti-smoking. I think it smells terrible. I don't like people smoking near my kids. I don't like people smoking near me. I tend to cough when people smoke near me. But that's why I really, really hate that people smoke cigars on the backstage show. Hate it. Despise it. Really. The faux masculine nonsense of we have to. But with that said, should you have the ability to do it if you're an adult? Yeah, of course. Let's see. Courtney says, hi, Ben. This is a general question. I'll use current events to be specific. Can you explain how or why the position Kamala Harris holds and her running for VP is possible while she holds an active seat in the Senate? It seems like a serious conflict of interest, a sort of double dipping. Seems she should have to suspend or accuse herself from serving until her fate is known as VP, president in waiting. Well, I mean, the answer is that for a very, very long time in the United States, you can simultaneously run for two offices and then take whichever one you like. So you could run for Congress and then you could run for the vice presidency, and you don't have to give up one in favor of the other. You can always resign because you literally hold your office until you don't hold your office. There's no bar on running for simultaneous office. You only pick which one you want. And that could be used as a talking point against you. It has been. Right? There have been people who say, well, you're neglecting your job as a senator in order to run for vice president. What does that say about you? It's a frequently used political argument. Jake says, hey, Ben, I've always loved space exploration. My question is this. What is your opinion on the Trump administration's Artemis program? Biden has said he plans to maintain the goals of the program. Do you find this likely, considering many leftists regard NASA as a waste of money? Thanks so much. Now, I think that you've seen this sort of constant back and forth about space exploration under NASA. I would expect the Democrats are going to wildly scale back NASA's ambitions. Now, I think it's really important, actually, for us to explore other planets. I think that humanity getting to Mars is a major goal. We have developed extraordinary scientific technology based on space exploration. And frankly, it seems to me that you should have a lifeboat in case things go wrong. You know, asteroid headed for Earth, we can't stop. Seems like maybe we should have spent a little money trying to figure out what exactly is going on some of the other planets in our solar system. But the tendency for Democrats has been to use NASA to pursue other goals. I remember when Obama's NASA had suggested that the goal was to promote science in Muslim countries or something of NASA. And it was like, that's a weird goal. I don't remember NASA being the Promote Science in Muslim Countries agency. Strange. Alrighty, we'll get to more of this in just 1 second. First, let us talk about your investment strategy. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists, offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today. Receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now, 800-700-7540. That is 800-700-7540. Or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. Alrighty, in just a second, we are going to be talking with Brad Palumbo about the proposed new COVID bill from Joe Biden. He wants to blow out the budget again to the tune of $2 trillion. Now, I know some Republicans were fine with this earlier on. Some of us were not. Some of us were quite critical of it. That means we have the credibility to now say this is a waste of money. And as it turns out, it is a boondoggle of extraordinary proportions. As per our usual arrangement, it is always a boondoggle of extraordinary proportions when the government spends.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.,
our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
They've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden has now rolled out a $1.9 trillion proposed spending package. It is unlikely to pass in its current form because The reality is that you could theoretically do it through budget reconciliation. I don't think that the Democrats want to do that on this basis. Joe Manchin has already signaled that he's not in favor of just signing willy-nilly, like, $1,400 checks to everybody. Again, here's part of the problem, is that we've already blown out the federal debt. I mean, Donald Trump blew it out. Barack Obama blew it out. There is no more money to spend, and yet we are spending, and we are giving money to people who didn't lose their jobs. Like, I don't need a check. We're not doing this by who has a job. We're paying people based on what they were, not what they were making. Sometimes we're paying them more than they were making when they had a job. Like, none of this makes any sense. Joining us on the line to discuss is Brad Palumbo, senior contributor at Young Voices, opinion editor at FEE.org, host of the Breaking Boundaries podcast. Brad, thanks for joining the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, and happy birthday, by the way.
Hey, thank you. You know, it's always nice when people publicly say happy birthday to me, because as I've been talking about on the show, the happy birthday game is where I get a bunch of happy birthday messages from people who wish to remain anonymous because they are deeply afraid that people might recognize that they see me as a human. So it's always nice when people do that publicly. I appreciate it, Brad. So let's talk about Joe Biden's package here. He is talking about $1.9 trillion in spending. He wants state and local relief. He wants to blow out these checks. Essentially, a lot of Democrats are calling for more. They actually want, like, full-scale universal basic income for all of time. What exactly is in the package?
So there's everything you mentioned and more, but I think we shouldn't call it a COVID package, because that's kind of buying the lie. This is the far left wish list, right? This is a Trojan horse for a sweeping liberal economic agenda. Why else would it include a $15 minimum wage at the federal level nationwide? I mean, that would destroy millions of jobs. That would double the minimum wage at the exact moment small businesses are on the brink of collapse around the country. So parts of this are about COVID relief. It's got 10 different, you know, buckets of COVID relief, quote unquote, but then it's got all these sort of partisan provisions in it, too.
Okay, and it's not just that. It turns out that Joe Biden has been openly talking about how he wants to tranche out relief in a variety of ways based on sort of critical race theory considerations. He's been talking about how he wants to specifically help black and brown businesses. He said Asian businesses, which is that one's kind of a stunner, considering that the average Asian income in the United States is higher than the white income in the United States. So it's pretty obvious what the priorities here are.
Yeah, it is. And it's alarming, right? Because I think there might be some truth to the fact that African-American businesses, for example, were hit especially hard by the COVID shutdowns. But you can't have government policies that treat people differently on the basis of race. That's un-American. That's probably unlawful. In fact, the state of Oregon tried to do something like this, where they specifically had an African-American-only COVID relief fund, and they're tied up in legal challenges. That did not go over well. So I think it's a really divisive and horrible idea to start tranching out COVID relief on the basis of race. I mean, it really shows that this is not moderate Joe running the show at the moment.
Well, then that really is the question going forward here, Brad, is how moderate Biden is going to be. He's always been a big spender, and that's not a big shock. But there was always a tendency to believe that he was a guy who was going to be sort of conciliatory. And frankly, that's what the country needs right now, given what we've been going through for not just the past 4 years, but I would say really since the last couple of years of the Bush administration, maybe for the past couple of decades. Everybody needs to take a little bit of a breath, but it seems like Biden is not being run by the moderate wing of the party. It seems like he is being run by people who are far more radical than he, and he's not holding them back.
Well, that's what this package would sure suggest. I mean, he said some good stuff in speeches, right, about bringing the country together. He's called himself a moderate, said he wants to do all this. But this package, there's nothing moderate about it. I mean, like you said, we've blown out the debt. We've already spent $3 trillion in COVID relief. This would make it $5 trillion. This is money we don't have. This is money we're taking from future generations. I'll be paying off for the rest of my life. You're a young guy still. You will be, too. This is very much not a moderate package in any way, shape, or form. I mean, Hillary Clinton opposed a $15 federal minimum wage, right? And now he's making her look like a Republican practically. So this package, I think, once and for all, really gives lie to the idea that he's going to govern as a moderate if this is anything to go by.
You know, Brad, I do love the media coverage of this sort of stuff. I'm going to give you two headlines simultaneously from the Washington Post today. Headline number one, Trump's most enduring legacy could be the historic rise in the national debt. It rose almost $7.8 trillion during his time in the White House, approaching World War II levels. This time around, it will be much harder to dig ourselves out. That is a news piece. Second news piece, Biden unveils $1.9 trillion economic and health care relief package. The proposal is aimed at addressing the nation's immediate needs. A larger recovery package will follow. So, I'm noticing that it seems like everybody sort of switches position and runs to the other side of the room as soon as it is their guy spending a boatload of money we don't have.
They certainly do. And I was out here, and I know you were too, saying when Trump was spending a lot of money, and it wasn't just Trump, right? Congress has a lot of blame for that, saying, you know, this still isn't good, guys. This is still a real problem. And he deserves some points against him for that. But now it is frustrating to watch people just switch on a dime when their team or their icon gets in charge. All of a sudden, they don't care about anything. The media is actually doing the same thing right now in real time with COVID lockdowns. All of a sudden, mainstream media outlets are acknowledging the studies showing that lockdowns don't really work to spread COVID in many cases, but they do impose crushing economic costs. I'm like, glad we're allowed to acknowledge that now. I mean, better late than never. But some people like us at fee.org, we were talking about this months and months ago. But now, I guess, with a new president in charge, it's okay to acknowledge these.
Yeah, good news. You no longer want to kill grandma. That's Brad Palumbo, senior contributor at Young Voices and opinion editor at fee.org. Check out his work over there. Brad, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Alrighty, we will be back here next week with much, much more. Try not to ruin things over the weekend, guys. I mean, seriously, can we like have like a decent weekend here? And we'll be back here on Monday to recap everything going on and move forward into the new week with the inauguration. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Joe Biden says his goal is for 100 million shots in 100 days to fight the virus. He says it can be done.
Some wonder if we're reaching too far for that goal. Is it achievable? A legitimate question to ask. Let me be clear. I'm convinced we can get it done. And this is a time to set big goals, to pursue them with courage and conviction, because the health of the nation is literally at stake.
Global death toll, meanwhile, from COVID-19 topping 2 million Friday as vaccines developed at breakneck speed are being rolled out around the world now. Milestone was reached earlier in the day, just 1 year after the coronavirus first detected in the Chinese city of Wuhan. Also at townhall.com, the matter of impeachment still up in the air. One Democrat senator urging his colleagues to put off impeachment until the chamber deals with other key legislation.
Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says his top priority is passing another COVID-19 relief bill that funnels more money into hospitals, healthcare providers, and vaccine distribution. He cautions that impeachment proceedings could also hamper swift confirmation of key Biden nominees. Murphy says there's debate inside the Democrat caucus over holding a time-consuming trial. Under Senate rules, once it receives an article of impeachment from the House, the upper body must proceed to a trial and sit in trial daily, except for Sundays, until a verdict is reached. Bob Agner reporting.
At least 22 current or former members of the U.S. military and or law enforcement have now been identified as being at or near the riot, with more than a dozen others under investigation. Experts have long warned about extremists recruiting people with military and law enforcement backgrounds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
New York Yankees Hall of Famer Yogi Berra will be featured on a new stamp later this year.
A 10-time World Series champion as a player and 3-time AL MVP, Berra filled baseball's record book along with Bartlett's familiar quotations. Among his most notable Yogi-isms was, "It ain't over till it's over." Berra died in 2015 at age 90, and with the stamp, he truly becomes a man of letters. Barra's stamp shows him in catching gear while wearing Yankee pinstripes. The U.S. Postal Service will later announce the issue date for the stamp. Keith Peters reporting.
Investigation into what caused a New York City bus to plunge off a bridge Thursday night continuing. The 55-year-old driver broke his jaw in the crash. He did refuse a drug and alcohol test later. Seven passengers on that city bus suffered minor injuries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Vice President Pence has called Kamala Harris to offer his congratulations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has details.
Two people familiar with the private conversation described it as a good call, with Mr. Pence congratulating Harris and offering assistance. It's the first known contact between the elected members of the outgoing and incoming administrations. President Trump has not reached out to President-elect Biden and is refusing to attend next week's inauguration. The vice president, however, will be on hand for Biden's swearing-in. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Michigan Republican Fred Upton has become the first member of Congress to vote to impeach two presidents following the House impeachment of President Trump. Upton previously voted to impeach Bill Clinton in 1998. Upton, one of 10 Republicans to vote to impeach Mr. Trump this week. Of those Republicans, only Upton was in Congress 20 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Folks, we're approaching a very, very dangerous time. I can't say this enough. It is now absolutely critical that we fall back on basic principles, because we don't have basic foundational principles and God-given rights respected by everyone in the country. We don't have a country. We have a suggestion of a country. And suggestions of countries have failed throughout human history, and that's not good enough right now. I'm going to go through a litany of things right now. A litany of things on the show today that should scare you, things that are happening. Tech tyranny, lists being created of people, targeting of people, and liberals and their media allies never letting a crisis go to waste rather than us on the conservative side being interested in solving the crisis. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, your Friday, please, worst 1960s game show voice intro we've been doing forever. Let's have it.
Well, it's Friday.
All right. Well, you know, a little subdued. That's
not
okay.
Bad.
That's okay. All right, Joe, let's go. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can't warn you enough. We are approaching a very dangerous time. The Rahm Emanuel thesis of how the Democrats should – hypothesis of how the Democrats should operate, we should never let a crisis go to waste, is now being hoisted on our backs full time, and it is extremely dangerous. What am I talking about? I want to address two things specifically today, and I want to address some potential solutions. Let's make sure, because I don't want to leave you on a bad note on Friday, but – first, expect the left and their media allies from this point forward to double down on totalitarianism and cancel culture. They're the same thing. They're no different. Cancel culture is a nice, cute way of saying we embrace totalitarianism and Soviet-style tactics.
Right.
It's putting lipstick on it. I'm sorry. That's all it is. Anyone telling you otherwise is lying to you because they want to weaponize or de-weaponize words. So I want to address that first. Then I want to get into how the normalization of political violence over the course of the last 4 years during the Trump administration has led to a very dangerous spot, a spot we are not going to join in on, never have, and never will. First, what am I talking about with cancel culture and the national suicide we're about to walk into as we embrace totalitarian tactics to crush the free speech of others? Ladies and gentlemen, I've warned you for years now, years, that cancel culture and the dangers of totalitarian cancel culture are that they constantly need new targets. Why? Let's think about this rationally for a moment. Again, liberal step aside media people. I'm asking for people with triple digit IQs who think straight and use reason and rationale to think about this. When you cancel people as targets, whoever they may be, I want to cancel conservative politician Joey Bag of Donuts because he posted on Twitter he supports Trump. Get him off Twitter. Get him off YouTube. Get him off Snapchat. Get him off TikTok, whatever it may be. They're effectively canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled meaning you don't say anything I'm saying, Joe, that's unusual or weird. I mean, you've no. canceled them.
Yep.
They're not a threat to you anymore. You have effectively canceled them. Nice job. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Well, the problem with that is in order for you to maintain your cancel culture power, and don't think for a second there isn't power in cancel culture, there is. Oh, and the people and the totalitarians throughout human history who've used their power to cancel people and throughout history to torture, maim, and kill people and politically imprison them, which has happened throughout regimes in the past, they love that power. If they didn't, they wouldn't keep doing it. Reasonable? Reason? Rationale? If they didn't like what they were doing, they would stop. But they don't. Joe, any of this crazy?
Nah, man. We're doing good so far.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm just asking the audience, I'm Butchman. I'm just checking.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't like canceling people and didn't thoroughly embrace the power you had, you would stop doing it. But they keep doing it. And by canceling people, as you put people on the canceled shelf, you have to find new people because you enjoy the experience of canceling people. And what happens? Revolutions always eat their own when they don't have basic foundational principles. I'll get to that in a minute, too, in my second segment here. Don't forget this. Never forget this. Unprincipled revolutions throughout human history have always eaten their own. And totalitarian cancel culture is entirely unprincipled. It is not done because any rules are followed. It is done because people enjoy the power of torturing people into deplatforming and non-existence in the public space. No, Dan, it's based on some. The principle is what? People should be kicked off Twitter if they say things I disagree with? Really? How come the Chinese government's not been deplatformed from Twitter? How come they haven't been deplatformed despite going out talking about the imprisonment of Uyghurs due to their religion? How come the Ayatollah and the Iranian Death to America crowd has not been deplatformed from Twitter despite threatening national genocide? How come? What's your principle there? What's your genocide's okay, but supporting Trump, that's your principle? I mean, I'm just checking. No, you don't have any principles. You're frauds. Unprincipled revolutions always need eat their own because they always need new targets. And as you cancel people, those people start to turn on themselves as they need new targets. Do you see the Portland mayor, the video of the Portland mayor being attacked at a restaurant? He's a leftist. Why? Because unprincipled revolutions always eat their own as people embrace the power of attacking and canceling others. And as you run out of targets, you eventually have to turn inward for new targets. And then you get afraid you might be a target, so you preemptively attack someone else to make sure you're not a target too. Ladies and gentlemen, this may be some deep stuff, but it is damn well true. And if you are any bit of a student of history, you know exactly what I'm telling you.
Yep.
And you know the accuracy of it. Here's what I'm talking about. Let's get to story number one, FoxNews.com. Michelle Obama, very powerful figure. Oh, Dan, she doesn't have political power. Oh, you are grossly mistaken if you think political power is divorced from cultural power. This is a woman who is First Lady of the United States who has a massive influence on our culture. Don't dare sell that short. She has real power. Cultural power. Fox News. Michelle Obama calls on the tech giants to permanently ban Trump. Now is the time for Silicon Valley companies to stop enabling the monstrous behavior. That's Michelle Obama.
This is a former First Lady of the United States with massive influence over our culture, encouraging tech platforms to ban the President of the United States. What did I tell you about when we opened up? Warning. Danger. Danger zone. A few Lost in Space fans. I know. I'm afraid that thing may be like, yeah. I don't say anything anymore. Seriously, can't even say the Jeopardy sound. We are in a real danger zone. You have a former First Lady of the United States essentially calling for and the weaponizing of her cultural power to silence someone whose ideas she doesn't agree with. Oh, I got a lot of these today. The left never lets a crisis go to waste, and they've seen one now. And instead of trying to make this country better and solve the crisis we're in right now, and it's a bad one, they want to leverage this like any good totalitarian would. And I don't mean good morally. I mean good in that they're skilled at what they do.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help Now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Story number two. Gosh, talk about a slippery slope. This could run down. This is a ball larded up with grease down a slippery slope. Washington Examiner story. These will all be up in my show notes today. My newsletter is the show notes, Bongino.com/newsletter. If you want to access the newsletter, so you can subscribe free, Bongino.com/newsletter. We'll email you this stuff every morning. Anna Giratelli, Washington Examiner. Top Democrat urges TSA and FBI to put Capitol rioters on no-fly list. Again, you want to talk about a slippery slope? We talking about the rioters here, or are we talking about anyone who showed up in Washington, D.C.? What about the overwhelming number of people who showed up there and actually did protest peacefully? Which is an American institution, peaceful protest, is it not? Or is that only for the left?
Yeah.
Are they on a list now, too? You don't think this is dangerous? You don't think this can come for you later? You don't think the mayor of a small town or a bureaucrat in the TSA or FBI, whether you align with their political cause or not, if they deem you to be a threat to their political interests, couldn't put you on a list later? We sure we want to go down this path? They say these stories get worse. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, they do. It's hard to believe, but they do. Washington Examiner covered this the other day. President Trump, the president of the United States, is now effectively locked out of communicating with a majority of his constituents he addresses on Twitter because Twitter locked his account for 12 hours after his tweets insisting election was stolen. Carly Ortiz Lytle, social media producer at the Washington Examiner. That's a headline. I'm not sure about that accuracy of that headline. It was locked out. That may be Twitter's reason. I'm not knocking the author of the piece. But in the piece, he also told the protesters after the incident at the Capitol that broke bad, really bad. He also told the protesters to go home, but Twitter thought that it would be an interesting public policy to lock him out while allowing the Ayatollahs and the Iranian regime to basically chant death to America and use their platform to call for genocide. That's a principle, guiding principle for Twitter, or that's just a political attack on their platform to cancel people they don't like? Well, ladies and gentlemen, because I can't stand Twitter because I believe it's a company run by far left radical lunatics, and I don't believe it's a legitimate business. I believe Twitter is a political activist forum first and a business second. That is my opinion about Twitter's business model. They care more about radical totalitarian politics than they do about their actual business model. How they have shareholders and are a publicly traded company, Twitter, is absolutely bizarre to me. How there hasn't been a shareholder revolt around their ridiculous business practices. This is a company run by juveniles with the maturity of kindergartners. So because they wouldn't allow President Trump's statement, the President of the United States on their platform, I put it up on my Twitter account. Well, I was promptly locked out of Twitter myself. You can see this article up on the Wrap. Headline's a little interesting. You'll have to read it on YouTube for my audio, read it on our Rumble account. Because some of the language in the headline wouldn't be appropriate for terrestrial radio or digital podcast where families are listening. The Wrap. Fox News' Dan Bongino won't return to Twitter after suspension. Afterwards. Check out the video, rumble.com/Bongino. Don't watch it on YouTube. YouTube's part of the Tech Tyranny Brigade. Forgive me for that slip there.
Habit.
Sadly, it's become habit. That's how much of a monopoly they have. I will not be returning to Twitter, ever. They thought it was a good practice to lock me out. Let's see how that works out for you. I've locked myself out. The account is not inactive. It'll remain active. I just will never post again. My last post on Twitter was this morning. If you'd like to go to Twitter, you can go check it out. It will be pinned to the top of my account. That will be the last post I ever make on Twitter. Twitter profits off high-profile accounts like mine with nearly 3 million followers. They profit off the information I put up there that people share and then exchange. You won't profit anymore from my posting. Account's not closed, but there will be no additional posts. And to all the Twitter shareholders out there, if you think this is an effective business model, to have one of your most highly trafficked accounts leave because you locked that account out because he dared to put up a video of the President of the United States making an official statement from the White House complex. If you think that's an effective business model for the future, you do you. Folks, you can find me on Parler, a platform I have invested in myself. I will be there. My handle is at DBongino. Just put at DBongino at Parler.com, Parler.com, and you can follow me over there where I will be making posts and where we actually respect free speech, that of people we politically disagree with too, because we're not hypocritical, ridiculous frauds like Twitter. So Twitter, you can take that and jam it right up your wazoo because I am absolutely done with you. You will not see me again. Let's not make the whole show about me, even though it's my show, because sometimes I can, you know, obviously it's a situation I know about personally because it's about me. There's actually more. And this is the warning segment. We are approaching an extremely dangerous time. It is now critical we fall back on basic foundational principles which the left and the media has entirely abandoned. Let's go to the next story. John Solomon's Just the News website. Headline, we'll see you in court. Senator Josh Hawley says after his publisher cancels publication of his upcoming book. Simon & Schuster, quote, cannot support Senator Hawley after his role in what became a dangerous threat to our democracy and freedom, the company said in a statement. So we're now book burning now.
What?
We're now back to book burning. Folks, listen, let me get the argument out of the way first.
Man.
Because liberals, Joe, oh boy, we're in the book burning stage. Scary.
Yeah.
Way beyond scary. It was scary a couple of days. Now it's like, what did I say to you? I said, I hope I'm wrong. I said this a couple of days ago, but I'm telling you, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're now book burning now. I warned you to be very, very careful about who you do business with. This is why. We have to develop a parallel conservative economy. I have taken the lead role in it with Parler and Rumble and tech platforms that don't subject the people to discrimination on their ideological beliefs. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do everything. You have to do it too. Legal firms, HVAC businesses, everything. We need an entire parallel economy where we will not cancel people, customers, and clients based on their political beliefs. Simon & Schuster took a stand. I want to be clear on this, too. I'm sorry. I don't want to lose track of where I'm going. This is a very important show today. This is not a First Amendment issue. Simon & Schuster is a private company. They made unbelievably ridiculous, stupid business decision. I will never, ever, ever even consider Simon & Schuster in the future for any book, ever, ever. I may not even write an additional book. Simon & Schuster may not care. But I write a lot of really well-read books that have made a lot of money from, but they won't make any money from Simon & Schuster because they're out. And to my author friends out there, too, Be very careful who you do business with. Josh Hawley's book, The Irony, is literally about cancel culture and tech tyranny. I'm sure that irony has slipped past the geniuses at Simon & Schuster, who think they're catering to the blue checkmark Twitter brigade and are building a business in the future. You're not. Liberal books suck. Nobody reads them outside of a few select authors. People read conservative books because conservatives go to work and have money and buy them, and you've just eliminated about 25% of your market. Good luck with that. And good luck on Twitter, as I ask the rest of you, if you can. I make no demands on anyone, and I understand. Follow me off Twitter to Parler.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner is announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites, starting with chicken fried steak as the ultimate utility player for breakfast or dinner. This one plays any way you want it. Choose a 10-ounce Bigfoot or 5-ounce Bear Paw and then add eggs, biscuit, and potatoes for breakfast, or potatoes with country gravy and seasonal veggie for a comfort food dinner that'll last throughout the game. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose chicken fried steak for your next meal. Open for carry-out, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitting.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org. Or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. a strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
100-785-9132.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Unprincipled revolution. Always, always, always eat their own. Because there's no emergency break. There's nothing to stop them from eating their own. Think about the contrast that's always spoken about in history books between a relatively unprincipled revolution and the French Revolution, where eventually, you know, the insiders themselves were subjected to the guillotine. As I always say, famous last words in the French Revolution as the guillotine was about to come down on your head. Famous last words were, wait, I thought I was on your side. There are no sides in an unprincipled revolution because principled revolutions create sides. I'm on the side of freedom and liberty, and you are not. The American Revolution was a principled one, fought for foundational beliefs that God's children had big R, God-given rights from him, not from government, and government was only there to ensure that. Do you understand that was a unique idea that had never been tried any time in human history before to the extent we tried it in the now fledgling United States of America that declared independence? Do you understand that had never been tried before? The idea throughout human history that was almost accepted as tautological was that rights were small r rights given to you by government, not by God. Government gave you those rights. The new idea we tried was that, no, those rights were granted to you by God, by your creator, and that government was only there to ensure the protection of your God-given rights. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a schism. That was a breaking point in human history, no different than the advent of photosynthesis and the creation of human intelligence. I'm not kidding. It was that seismic of a shift in the thinking of humankind, where in the past, government felt like its rights were granted by it, and government could unilaterally take rights away. This is the first time in human history a group of men and women in this collective place we call the United States said, no, that's not the way it works. Those rights can't be taken away because government doesn't give them. God does. Now is the time to fall back on those rights. And if someone else has God-given rights to prosper, to live, to assemble, to petition the government, to practice their religion, to defend themselves. If someone else has those God-given rights, me, I cannot take them away, whether as a government official or as a private citizen. Because government ensures that person's God-given rights, if I attack that person, government, in the form of a police force or in a military if it's from overseas, will defend that person's God-given rights on behalf of government. If government chooses to attack those God-given rights, I can sue them in a government-created entity designed to protect those rights, a court system. I'm not saying it always does a great job, but it's there, and we're trying. We have that emergency break. We can't take rights from others. The left doesn't, despite all of the wrongdoing that has happened. And ladies and gentlemen, there can be no lack of moral clarity on this. What happened at the Capitol was disgraceful. Period. There can be no lack of clarity and can never happen again. That's not to chastise. It's to state something that's truthful. The overwhelming majority of people there, there are videos out there of people booing people who are doing, showed up to peacefully state their case, and God bless you for what you're doing. There's nothing more American than a peaceful protest. But we cannot turn into the left that for years has normalized political violence as a tool to take away the God-given rights of others. I refuse to do it, and I won't be on the side of it ever. We are not them. We have never been them. There is an emergency brake on our behavior. We don't engage in political violence because it takes away the big R God-given rights of others. And if you believe you have big R God-given rights, you believe your fellow citizen has them too, and you're a hypocrite to try to take them away. Disagree all you want. There's nothing better than peaceful protest and an American history of civil disobedience, but not that. This is what the left does. Because they don't believe in big R God-given rights. When we normalize political violence, it leads others to believe this is productive. We can never, ever go there. Second, normalizing political violence spurs revenge. And you have an endless cycle of violence where you attack me. It hurts. And the only cure for my hurt is to attack you back. And if you live through that, it incentivizes your kids to attack my kids, which incentivizes my kids to attack your grandkids, which incentivizes my grandkids to attack your grandkids, which then incentivizes back my great-grandkids to go after your great-grandkids. You think this is productive? Generations engaged in counterproductive destruction while simultaneously hoping it leads to a prosperous outcome? Those two things will never happen. We can never, ever normalize political violence, ever. Look at this video. If you think I'm making up that the media has normalized political violence and basically winked and nodded to people on the left that this is okay, it'll lead to productive outcomes, which has only led to more destruction. Check this out.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument.
They are strictly principled anti-fascists. And what they see in the Trump administration and what they see happening in this country, they see the neo-fascism that we see. And they've taken a principled stand to stand against white supremacists and white nationalists wherever they may show up.
It says it right in the name, Antifa, anti-fascism, which is what they were there fighting. Listen, there's, you know, no organization is perfect. There was some violence.
I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence.
The problem is to equate the violence in reaction against bigotry with the bigotry itself is to misunderstand the fact that when you go to cancer treatment, the radiation is tough treatment, but it is meant to remove the cancer.
There's a group of anti-fascists called the Black Bloc, which do tend to get violent. Their idea is, look, nonviolence hasn't worked, and we are going to try to stop this. But they wouldn't have been there. They wouldn't have been anywhere near there had it not been for the fact that white supremacists, neo-Nazis, were out scaring the living daylights out of most of the people in that town.
Thuggishness is thuggishness wherever it comes from politically, and we should be the first to call it out.
I disagree.
Of course he disagrees. That's Jason Johnson, a really not bright guy who I debated once on a Politicon event, at a Politicon event, who knew nothing about the topic he was there to debate. It was quite embarrassing. You see where this goes? When you justify political violence, when you think it's a favored political group, you see where this goes and how dangerous this gets? Gets worse, folks. Here are people with followings, again, on social media platforms like Twitter that allow this stuff, apparently because they don't have principles. Here's Sally Cohn, someone I used to debate on Fox News and other platforms, who's a prominent liberal. Doesn't seem to have any principles, the left. Remember, we always have our God-given, big R God-given rights, those that emergency brake that prevents us from ever attacking our fellow citizens. They don't have this. But here's Sally Cohn here. It's her own Twitter account. I don't like violent protests, but I understand them. And those wagging their fingers against violent protests need to read up on their American history. May 30th, 2020, during the protests in the streets from BLM and Antifa, which were burning American cities down. Notice the excusing of the violence there. Her words, not mine. I just read them. But interesting, now that we've had this incident at the Capitol, which should never, ever, ever be repeated, and we have to have moral clarity on, it's interesting, now Sally Cohn all of a sudden isn't into violent protests anymore. Here's another tweet. Interesting, Sally Cohn's had a change of thought, because again, the principles aren't there. These are just political tweets. These aren't principled ones. The mob storming the Capitol right now are neither patriots nor revolutionaries. They are traitors and cowards trying to upend their democracy by force because they fear peaceful change and not getting their way. Interesting how the change of tone depends on what her ideological alignment is with the cause, meaning it's ideologically driven, not principle driven. Shows you the problem with the slippery slope of not having principles, doesn't it?
The Dan Bongino Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org, furnished by Dental Lifeline Network.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me. And held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's going to be okay. You don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked, and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way you could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here, and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dynavite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Dan Bongino.
I have a final story I want to address. I covered it last night in the Sean Hannity Show, and it's an important one. I've been getting a lot of questions, given my background in law enforcement and public safety with both the NYPD and Secret Service, about the security failures at the Capitol, which were hard to describe in the scope of how bad the security system failed at the Capitol. The security failures at the Capitol were a red siren for everyone that every single terrorist group around the world saw. But as I said last night on Sean's show, we will never, ever be able to address the security failures without addressing political failures first. The Capitol Hill police, ladies and gentlemen, aren't stupid. There's 2,300 of them. They have a $500 million budget. That is a bigger budget than the city of Detroit. They protect just a couple of square miles. The city of Detroit protects an entire city, and the Capitol Hill police have a bigger budget. They have almost as many people as the Suffolk County Police Department in New York, maybe more, 2,300. So you may say, well, damn, with such a huge budget and an enormous police force up on Capitol Hill, how did everything fail so badly? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've seen it. I've seen it during my time with the NYPD, and I've seen it in the Secret Service. And the reason the security, quote, failed is because of planning influenced by political partners in the security equation, not the security people themselves. When your security is influenced by political decision-making rather than security decision-making, you don't have security. You have political security, which will fail every single time. We need better politicians, ladies and gentlemen, not new police officers. The police officers know what they're doing. their failure was the failure of their management, because their management, both in D.C. Metro Police and their management in Capitol Hill, were influenced by politicians, and some of the managers over there were too weak to stand up. I know that from the inside. I've been doing these thought experiments over the last few days, and I'd like to do one now if you think anything I'm telling you is controversial. Dan, 50% of security is political? Sadly, yeah. Maybe more. You don't believe me? Ask yourself a simple question. Why is it that the chaos at the Capitol was stopped within hours? And thank the Lord, hasn't returned. Stopped within hours. Yet the siege at the Portland courthouse, federal courthouse, the federal building too, went on for months. Why did the siege at the White House when Donald Trump was inside go on for days, if not that entire week? Why did that happen? Why was that allowed to happen and go on for over a week, and in the case of Portland, over a month? Yet the happenings up on Capitol Hill were stopped within hours and have yet to return. Well, the answer is obvious if you're playing this thought experiment with me, because it involved political decision makings about favored versus unfavored groups and had nothing to do with security. When Donald Trump decided to close off the area surrounding the White House because there was a legitimate security threat, I know it from people on the inside. You may say, oh, well, the media celebrated that because it's about security, right? No, it was about politics. The media saw an opportunity politically to damage Donald Trump, so attacked him for militarizing the area around the White House and mocked him for trying to use the National Guard to ensure public safety. Interesting. Yet when we had a public safety situation at the Capitol and the National Guard was delayed due to Democrats, the media immediately turned to trying to blame Donald Trump for not sending in the National Guard. Wait, Joe, I thought when Donald Trump was going to send in the National Guard to defend the White House, that was a bad thing. But now when you're going to send in, or there was even a minor delay about sending the same National Guard to defend the Capitol, all of a sudden Donald Trump made the wrong decision. What's the wrong decision, to send them or not send them? The answer is, when you're an unprincipled lunatic like the people in the media, and you're trying to influence policing decisions based on politics by pressuring politicians, the answer is whatever hurts your political opponent, Donald Trump, is the right answer. So if Donald Trump deploys the National Guard to defend himself in the White House, he's a dangerous tyrant. But if Donald Trump waits 10 minutes to send the National Guard to defend the Capitol, clearly this man's lost control of the country and doesn't believe in law and order. You still don't believe me that security and public safety is 50%, if not more, political? How come the public safety response at the Capitol restored order in just hours, and the situation, thankfully, has not been repeated? Yet the situation was repeated for days and weeks at the Portland courthouse. What was the difference? Politicians and the media, who saw an opportunity to put pressure on weak managers in police departments to make political decisions, not security ones. That was the difference. Imagine the carnage that could have been stopped if we didn't treat political violence differently based on the target of that political violence, and if the group committing it was a favored or unfavored group by the media. Imagine the carnage that could have been stopped over the summer if we would have taken a hard stand right away against civil unrest and the burning down of businesses and the attacking of innocent people by BLM and Antifa. Imagine the carnage that could have been stopped if we would have handled it the same way they handled the Capitol, where in a bipartisan fashion, everybody called out and said, this stops right now. Imagine that. But they weren't interested in that, because the carnage then benefited them. Folks, it's been a tough week. Let's hang in there. I know that's not easy to say, and I know many of you are upset, and I understand. But I ask you, what's the alternative? If not for us, for our kids, we got to fix this. We don't have a choice. I'm not going to let my two daughters grow up in a country that we've handed them down an absolute flaming mess. I'm not going to let it happen, and I know you're not either. Thank you for your loyalty to the show. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe to our show. Check out the video on rumble.com/Bongino. We'd really appreciate it also if you check out BonginoReport.com, which is our alternative to the Drudge Report, which abandoned us a long time ago. We try to give you the best news of the day. And as always, please check out our articles at Bongino.com, which is separate from BonginoReport.com, because we're not going to be putting those articles out on Twitter anymore. We're just done. Sorry, but it's over. All right, folks, we'll see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir!
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal prosecutors backing off an assertion of any direct evidence of a plot to assassinate public officials during last week's violence. Correspondent Mike Gracia has the story.
Although federal prosecutors in Arizona wrote in a court memo of strong evidence the pro-Trump mob that invaded the U.S. Capitol last week aimed to capture and assassinate elected officials, the head of the investigation is not going that far. Michael Sherwin, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, said Friday there is no direct evidence at this point of kill-capture teams. Sherwin said the complexity of the investigation and number of people involved appears to have led to confusion.
Also at townhall.com, a retired Army general has been tapped to lead an immediate review of the attack at the Capitol.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls on a familiar figure to investigate what's been called a domestic terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol last week.
I have asked retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of security infrastructure, interagency processes, and command and control.
Honoré is best known for serving as commander of the Joint Task Force Katrina, which coordinated the military's relief efforts for those impacted by the hurricane in 2005. He worked with congressional leaders in that role. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Well, President Trump will be leaving Washington Wednesday morning to begin his post-presidential life in Florida, refusing to participate in the ceremonial transfer of power. Mr. Trump will instead hold his own departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before his final flight on Air Force One. Officials are considering an elaborate send-off event reminiscent of the receptions he's received during his 4 years in office. That would include a red carpet, a color guard, military band, and a 21-gun salute. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
National Rifle Association filing for bankruptcy.
The announcement comes after New York's Attorney General Letitia James sued the NRA back in August, accusing top executives of diverting millions of dollars for lavish personal trips and no-show contracts.
We are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
The NRA says the gun rights group wants to be free from the toxic political environment in New York. They're following up on a suggestion from President Trump.
The NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
The NRA will incorporate in Texas. In announcing the move, the organization says it is in the strongest financial condition in years. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Strong earthquake has killed at least 42 people in Indonesia. Authorities say another 600 have been injured. Quake registered 6.2. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Major airlines around the nation say they are stepping up security before next Wednesday's inauguration. John Scott has that story.
Delta, United, Alaska, and American Airlines say they will bar passengers flying to Washington from putting guns in checked bags. American Airlines will stop serving alcohol on flights to and from the Washington area, a policy it imposed temporarily after the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. John Scott reporting.
On Wall Street this past week, a down week overall. Dow Industrials closing out at 30,184. NASDAQ closing just below the 13,000 mark at 12,999. S&P 500 finishing the week at $37.68. New York crude Friday was off $1.53 for the day at $52.04. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Joe Biden's name without... because it sounded like he was saying, I'm Joe Biden's husband, doesn't it? Maybe that's why they say Dr. Jill Biden, because when you say Jill Biden, it sounds just like Joe Biden. God knows he's not a doctor of anything.
I'm Joe Biden's husband.
Well, you know, it's 2021. You can marry who you want, even yourself. I think there are a lot of Democrats that have. Democrats? Yeah, sure. You know how they are. It's Friday. That's the good news. What are we now? Let me do my gazintas. I think we're Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're 5 days away. Just like Apollonia and the Godfather. Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday. I already speak English. 5 days away from Inauguration Day. And the FBI director, Christopher Wray, he was briefing yesterday, brought the press in to say that they're listening to chatter. And they're very concerned about bad things happening. And my best girl, lead up to Inauguration Day and stuff, and certainly nothing bad should happen. Why would anything bad happen? That would be stupid. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything bad. Pretty good rules for living. Simple rules. The simple rules are the best, don't you think? My best girl and I, we went down, we live here in our nation's capital in Washington, D.C., and we tooled down in the automobile to kind of as close as we could get to the White House, because it's like getting inside of a walled Soviet city, a closed city, like Severodvinsk. Maybe Severodvinsk. It's kind of like downtown. Actually, when we were down to an obscure Russian city that I've visited, submarine base, Soviet, Russian communist submarine base. Now, that's another story for another day. We went down, my best girl and I, yesterday in the automobile, and we parked on the street, and we went walking down as close to the White House as we could get in Black Lives Matter Plaza. And they've set up jersey barriers in Black Lives Matter Plaza because it's close to the White House. You know, it's the Democrats. It's in your face and all that stuff for President Trump. It's they're radicals. They're all radicals. And they set up the jersey barriers. They arrange them. They're the short, like half-size jersey barriers. And they arrange them around the letters in the Black Lives Matter Plaza painted on 16th Street in yellow paint to accommodate, because you wouldn't want to have a straight line of jersey barriers that would step on the letters of Black Lives, because Black Lives Matter, except they're not pro-life. So really, it's kind of an absurd claim if you're not pro-life, isn't it? And we tooled around downtown and started walking Pennsylvania Avenue down toward the Capitol. Freedom Plaza is all locked down. It's called Freedom Plaza, and it's all locked down and shut down. It's a new kind of authoritarianism. And the Capitol itself, with giant fences and razor wire, concertina. I prefer concertina to razor wire. It's more fun. Victor does, too, because it's a good Italian word. And so concertina around the thing. And what do we have? you know, like the invading army from the Battle of the Bulge or something. We've got tens of thousands of troops in Washington, D.C., and they had them sleeping in the hallways, marble hallways of the U.S. Capitol, until pictures emerged. That's how things work now. Then they got them hotel rooms, and you had to get some buses and stuff. All very slapdash, I think, rushed, not very well organized, panicked. And then Christopher Wray, with his funny, he's got that sneer on his face, you know, and he was briefing Vice President Pence, and he said they're listening to chatter. That's a term normally reserved for Al-Qaeda and ISIS, radical Islamic jihadi terrorist groups, troglodytes, you know, and they dwell in pits and holes in the ground, and then they slither out and murder people. They're you know, it's a radical Islam. And Democrats won't say any of that because it's true, and that's the problem with it when it comes to them. So Christopher Wray warning, and all 50 state capitals, and I, you know, my expectation is, and certainly my hope is, that everything goes off peacefully and without a hitch. Let's just resume normal behavior rather than last Wednesday behavior. I think that'd be a good policy. But I've got audio of this Christopher Wray guy. There's something about him I don't trust. There's just I don't like him. He's got that smirk and sneer. At the same time, he smirks, and maybe I summed it up well right there, accidentally, I think. He smirks and sneers at the same time, and there's something wrong with that. You know, there's a smirk, there's a sneer, both very common in Washington and in government positions with people, you know, that think they've got a lot of power or something for a little while, and gosh, they get excited by it. It arouses them, a lot of people. Me, I've never craved power. I've never been a power-crazy person. If you gave me power, I'd use it very well, and then I'd give it to somebody else because I really don't want it. But we've got a whole lot of things that we want to get to the fallout from the Capitol. You saw the guy with the horns. You know, everybody knows the guy with the horns. He's covered with tattoos and all that. Apparently, every time he's mentioned, they say he's a QAnon conspiracy theorist. They love that. They never identify people as Antifa and things like that, but QAnon, and I guess those are the pizza place child sex thing people. I think that's what that QAnon thing is. I don't really do conspiracy theories. That's not my bag, not my lane. I don't do all that stuff. But that guy, it turned out he's crazy as hell, and he's obviously, I mean, take one look at him, you know he's crazy as hell. He's bat guano crazy. That's why everybody assumed, everybody on the, like me, assumed that he was a lefty when we saw him, because it's like, that guy's not a Trump voter. You can tell from satellite photos he's not a Trump voter. But they say, well, he's QAnon, so he must be, you know, a Trump guy. Well, it turns out he was hoping to assassinate Mike Pence. That's how much of a Trump guy he was. The news media, they don't see any dichotomy, any absurdity there, that he was there. He wanted to murder Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, and a very nice man and a good man. And I guess he's still a Trump guy, you know, but that's our media. They're kind of funny. And also this other guy was he was arrested by the FBI. First he was cuffed and questioned, then he was released. Then they went back to him again, and they've arrested him, and they're charging him with crimes, inciting riot and all that stuff. And he's a Black Lives Matter and Antifa guy. He's like pound sign Antifa, pound sign Black Lives Matter. And he's a lefty, and the news media had him on, CNN had him on, and they called him a left-wing activist. Manderson Pooper did. Manderson Pooper called him a left-wing activist, and ABC News fronted him, a Black Lives Matter activist. And he's been arrested. He was there, and now there's video of him that has emerged yelling for people to invade the Capitol. You know, storm the castle, storm the castle. And then once inside, there's more video because there's video of everything everywhere, except selected things. There are some things there are no video of. It's fascinating. In the middle of this crowd, they can't find any video of certain things. And this guy, this new lefty, John Sullivan is his name, John Sullivan. He's a well-known lefty, lefty activist, and the media, they love him. They say, oh, no, he was a journalist in there. Well, he made video of himself explaining how he uses the fake cover as journalist to go in and agitate And the media, they don't care because they lie all the time. Manderson Pooper lies all the time. George Stephanopoulos is a Clinton administration official. He lies all the time. They lie. They're party activists. They're not really journalists. You didn't think they were journalists, did you? But the FBI, they said, well, there was no Antifa. They got one Antifa, Black Lives Matter lunatic. And you look at a still photo of him, and, you know, he's insane, too. Generally, it's pretty easy to tell if you have any common sense at all. And I'd like to think that I've got a lot of common sense. And in fact, I know that I do. It's not like it's in question. But the this guy is a nutcase, and he's been arrested. And CNN will not talk about him because he doesn't conform with the narrative already established and all of that good stuff. But, yeah, a lot of crazy people in the Capitol last week. And the FBI, what do they say? They've arrested 100 or more than 100. They've identified 200. Also, all over Washington, D.C., my best girl and I noticed when we were roaming around downtown. And also in my neighborhood, it turns out the bus stops, we've got very fancy bus stops in Washington, D.C. They have video screens in them, and they have rotating ads on the video screens, and they charge people for, and they electric, and they have little electric things that tell you when the next bus is coming and what the number is, what route it is, and very fancy bus stops we have in Washington. Our curbs are cut granite, and our sidewalks are brick, and our streets are paved with gold. And because it's other people's money, you know, it's not, and they're the government. So in any case, they have these big billboards in the bus stops with electronic advertisement screens, basically TV screens, kind of. And all the bus stops in the city, I don't think I've seen anything but the faces of people from the Capitol last Wednesday and the FBI tip line, and you got to call the FBI. That's 1-800-CALL-FBI. Pretty good. That's a pretty good thing. 1-800 number, you know. 1-800-CALL-FBI if you have information about these terrible people in Washington last week. And they've got pictures. And, you know, identify this guy and this guy and this guy and, you know, occasionally a woman, but mostly guys. And it rotates. And here are more pictures. Call the FBI if you can identify these people. And I couldn't help but think, gosh, if only you guys had been doing that for the last year, maybe last Wednesday never would have happened. I couldn't help but thinking to myself, if only the FBI had billboards and press conferences and fireworks and flyovers because they wanted to catch the people that attacked the White House when scores of police officers were assaulted and injured and hospitalized, and the president, for the first time in the history of the country, notwithstanding what the Washington Post got wrong about that, was evacuated to the White House bunker that was designed for a nuclear attack by the Soviet Union. You know, we had terrorist attacks, and the Washington Post lied about it. So, oh, presidents are evacuated. They're during terrorist attacks. Oh, really? Really? No. But their bunker is there. First time in the history of the country, President Trump was evacuated by the Secret Service to the bunker because of the violent mob, the throng of Biden voters, Hillary voters, Obama voters, that were trashing our city, burning historic churches, burning buildings in Lafayette Square, injuring scores of police officers, committing millions in damage. And the city is still boarded up like nobody's business. But the FBI never had this kind of, they never paid this kind of attention to the riots for a year. And I got to tell you, a lot of Americans were sitting at home becoming more and more frustrated. Frustrated might be a fair word. Watching what was going on in Seattle and Portland and the sustained assault on the Hatfield Federal Courthouse, the sustained assault on the White House, the president being evacuated to the bunker, scores of police being injured, historic churches being burned, and the media saying, no, it's mostly peaceful, and laughing about the president being evacuated to the bunker, and the FBI not lifting a finger, not doing a damn thing that I saw. I didn't notice any activity by the, and certainly not billboards at bus stops and electronic wanted posters and call 1-800, what is it, 1-800-CALL-FBI? I want to get the number out there in case you have any tips for the FBI. And all this stuff, and I couldn't help but thinking, you know, that what happened at the Capitol last Wednesday probably could have been avoided if we had had equal justice under the law for the last year, if we had fairness, if we honestly, if you know, Donald Trump has been treated more unfairly than any, not just any president, but than any person I've seen in my lifetime. I've never seen such a ravaging of a person any person, and it's all because, you know, the media didn't vote for him, and the Democrats own the media, and so you can destroy anyone. Speaking of which, a lot to get into in the destroying anyone front too, and free speech in America very much under assault, as you know. It's kind of funny. I was talking to somebody yesterday about a longtime news reporter in Washington, in fact, and I was talking about how free speech has been under assault for a long time. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, you know, free speech zones on college campuses. I've been sounding the alarm for more than a decade when they started putting pens on pieces of grass at college campuses and saying, you can have free speech here. If you're a conservative, liberals, of course, had free speech, leftists, communists, free speech all over campus, tenured professors are communists and terrorists, William Ayers, Bernardine Dorn, and they hire terrorists to educate our children, and then they crush their free speech on campus. Now, those people, I'm talking about that 10 years ago, they've all graduated. They're in workplaces. They're in boardrooms now where they're crushing free speech. See Jack Dorsey at Twitter, freedom of speech, freedom of reach. And, you know, set aside whether it's technically because of government, private sector, a First Amendment issue, it remains and continues to be a free speech issue. And we've raised a generation, at least, of people who are anti-free speech. They don't believe in your right to free speech or your right to freely practice your religion or your right to peaceably assemble. And, you know, McGilla Gorilla, Fredo Cuomo, where does it say protests supposed to be peaceful after months of riots? That's our meeting. Well, it says it in the First Amendment, Mr. Lawyer from Fordham. Oh, at Harvard University, they're trampling. It's just these people, Jack Dorsey, trampling. Free speech is very much under attack by the left. The left is coming for your rights. And some of us, fewer and fewer of us, are standing up for your free speech rights so that your children and your grandchildren will be able to enjoy the rights that we were gifted by our parents who fought in Vietnam and Korea and World War II and World War I to preserve and protect those rights. But it's an interesting time in which we live, isn't it? Boy, a lot of stuff to get to. Police stuff, free speech. AOC, she's anti-free speech. You know, got to rein in the press because they, you know, say things. You know, it's a party thing. The party, capital T, capital P. We're at 888-630-9625.
Please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset? Real estate. Intelligent and savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you can obtain steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider this. Call now, 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483, or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is made only by private placement memorandum. Read it first. Find it at NRIA.net.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This weekend, get to Kohl's and take an extra 15% off. Save on tech gear for the family, now just $15.29 and under. The Ninja Foodi Indoor Grill is $279.99. And find denim everyone in the family will love for $18.69 and under. Plus, get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickups. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. 15% offer valid January 14th to January 18th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. You'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Oh, man. Yeah. Truthfully, if only law enforcement and the FBI had been this active for the last year, everything would be completely different right now. The whole country would be completely different. We, tens of millions of us would have a very different view of law enforcement and the federal government and the FBI and the Justice Department and equal justice under law and people being held accountable and fairness. Fairness is one of the most fundamental of Americanisms, of, you know, American principles. Fairness. And I, raised with a very acute sense of fairness, and most Americans are, not leftists, of course. And my friend Seaton sent a thing, you know, the FBI, they got all these billboards and the bus stops in D.C., like everybody's in D.C., and we're going to be able to identify them here, kind of stupid. Maybe they're all over the country, for all I know. But it's kind of funny, and my friend Seaton Motley said, you know, the FBI sent 15 FBI agents to investigate. You remember the noose in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage? And turns out it was a garage that wasn't even assigned to him, and it was in a little loop. If you the picture had to be taken in a certain way to make it look like a noose. You go back 10 feet, and you can see it's big enough for two fingers. It's a little loop to pull the garage door down. It was like if it was a noose, it was a G.I. Joe noose. It was a G.I. Joe sized noose. It was like auto-erotic G.I. Joe. It comes with a little tiny noose hanging in a closet. Autoerotic asphyxiation, G.I. Joe. That's right, autoerotic asphyxiation, G.I. Joe. 15 FBI agents were sent down there for that, and it was a loop to pull the garage door down. But not for Portland or Seattle.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Your friendly old change, Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
PJI and local affiliate attorneys have recently filed briefs in court in Santa Clara County, California. Now, a preliminary injunction is sought to stop discrimination against houses of worship. Pray for freedom to prevail. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
Maybe the auto-erotic asphyxiation G.I. Joe should have David Carradine's face on it. What do you think, David Carradine? You know, Kung Fu, Kwai Cheng King, Master, all that stuff. Snatch the pebbles from my hand. All of that good stuff. Ah, yes. Yeah. Also, I talked about the well, we do have this crazy lefty that was arrested by the FBI, and he's an Antifa person. He is a Black Lives Matter person, and there is video of him that he made himself. Usually they make their own videos that incriminate them, but he was arrested by the FBI, and he's a crazy person. Well, of course, a lot of these people are crazy people. You're in the Capitol. You're committing violence inside the Capitol. Things are probably not all well with you. I'm just saying. And now they're warning of violence in Washington. So we've turned into a police state. There's basically martial law in Washington, D.C. Even the restaurants have been shut down through Inauguration Day. Now, our mayor, who's clueless, and, you know, Black Lives Matter Plaza mayor, pro-abortion, you know, you can't be both, but okay, go ahead, intellectually, rationally, morally, ethically, you know, you can't pretend to be one and not be the other, but never mind that. She shut down because the Wuhan, because the spike in the Wuhan, and they said they were going to close things down until, I think, the 15th today, or even yesterday. I think it was supposed to be a two-week shutdown. Then they said, oh, no, well, now we had the thing at the Capitol. So they shut down restaurants past Inauguration Day, through Inauguration Day. Indoor dining for restaurants. You can still eat outdoors at restaurants, but, you know, because of security concerns, no indoor dining. Now, that makes no sense at all. It makes absolutely no sense. It's silly. But we have a lot of silly leaders who have a lot of really cartoonish ideas, and they're not very bright people in the first place, and they're all in a tizzy and in a panic, and they're bitter and vengeful. It's a strange time, to be sure. Very strange indeed. Now, I'm looking at so many of the stories that we have here. They were telling us, the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself. Also, I mentioned yesterday this woman with the pink hat, because now they caught this Antifa Black Lives Matter guy. There's also this woman I talked about with the pink, the pink hat, the knit hat from the anti-Trump protests. And there's a woman in the middle of this melee on Capitol Hill last Wednesday with the pink hat, and she's instructing a gang of people who don't look like they're Trump supporters, and they got a battering ram and they're smashing out a window. Then there's video from the Capitol to get in. Then there's video from the inside and the outside of the Capitol, because everybody's videotaping everything all the time. Nobody's ever in the moment. You know, you can't videotape it and enjoy it at the same time. It's like making a video of a concert you're at. What are you going to do? Go home and watch the video of the concert you're at on your cell phone? Why don't you just watch the concert? You know, remember it. Use your memory. It's much better that way. But there's video from the inside, and she's got a bullhorn, naturally. Another sign of liberalism is a bullhorn. And she's yelling in the window, like Al Sharpton through the bullhorn. And she's a Caucasian. And she with the pink hat. And she's yelling, giving people instructions on the layout of the building and where to go. Obviously organized, planned out ahead, since you know where to send people and what room is next door. Unless she's a Capitol Hill staffer, which is possible too. And I haven't seen this woman with the pink hat in any of the pictures at the bus stops or the FBI most wanted things. And she's very identifiable. She's leading the charge, battering ram, smashing windows, getting people inside. All kinds of video of her. And somehow the FBI doesn't seem to have any interest in her. I don't quite understand that. But the FBI is not what it used to be, or at least it isn't what I used to think it was. And James Comey really murdered the FBI, in my view. The Democrats are murdering the United States of America. They're murdering restaurants. They're murdering businesses. They're murdering the country, really, in a lot of ways. And your rights. The left is coming for your rights. That's for sure. And there's so many things. But we got this lefty. Now, Michael, we have the audio of this lefty, John Sullivan, who was arrested. And we have, I believe we have audio of him from when he was on CNN with Manderson Pooper. And he was also on ABC where they fronted him a Black Lives Matter activist. He is a radical. His name is John Sullivan. He filmed the shooting of Ashley Babbitt inside the Capitol. And he has now been detained, arrested on federal charges. The enigma of The Intercept is reporting. The enigma of activist John. Why did an anti-Trump protester viewed with suspicion on the left follow Trump's cult into the Capitol? Well, you see, that's a left-wing take on it, of course. This is The Intercept, which Glenn Greenwald had to leave because they're not actually truth seekers. They're frauds. And who typed this? Robert Mackey typed this for the left at The Intercept. But here's the thing, a self-described activist for racial justice filmed the fatal shooting of QAnon cultists. See, this is how lefties write everything. Scorched earth everywhere. This is a 14-year Air Force vet, Ashley Babbitt, was shot to death while unarmed by the U.S. Capitol Police. Say her name. Say her name, Ashley Babbitt. See, we're not out there, laying down in traffic and demanding that people say her name. But I don't know if she's QAnon or not. That's just a smear that the left uses. But this guy, John Sullivan, an affidavit submitted to federal court in Washington, D.C., FBI determined that John Sullivan, a radical leftist, there are pictures of him with a rifle, and he's in Utah, and he's got his black bandana over his face, and he's dressed all in black, and he's draped in tattoos. He's a radical leftist. And he was at the Capitol, and he was screaming for everybody to invade the place. But the FBI determined that Sullivan, not just an observer, but a participant in the riot. In fact, cheering things on, instigating violence, and all this stuff, right? Based on a review of nearly 90 minutes of raw footage of the raid recorded on the phone and YouTube and all this stuff, and the FBI determined that he was one of the radicals, and he's a leftist, and he was being violent and encouraging violence, and he stripped himself down and dressed himself up as a Trump supporter. Then he went on TV and he said, "Oh no, I'm a journalist." Right now, let's go to some of the audio on that, Michael. We've got starts at number 11. John Solomon, here is the, this is John Solomon. See, this is a trick because John Sullivan is the radical. I think we're looking for more stuff than this, Michael. I see number 12, but there are two different things of him as I texted, one outdoors and one indoors. And then there's CNN and Manderson Pooper. But here's John Solomon, who is a great reporter here in Washington, D.C. And John Solomon was on last night with Lou Dobbs on the Fox Business Channel. John Solomon, a friend and a real reporter. And he actually got the affidavit from the FBI and found out what was in it. A real reporter, John Solomon, on with Lou Dobbs, talking about John Sullivan, radical Antifa Black Lives Matter leftist.
There is a new FBI affidavit filed in court today in which an FBI agent says John Sullivan of Utah, a liberal anarchist, liberal activist, was participating in the rally. He has been out there saying, listen, I was filming it as a journalist. I was here inside the Capitol as a journalist. The FBI says that is not true. He was participating in the acts, according to the FBI. He was encouraging people to light things on fire. He was encouraging people to take things. And the FBI recommends in their affidavit that he be charged with federal crimes. This is the first known person that the FBI has confirmed, a liberal activist, not a Trump activist, a liberal activist engaged in criminality inside the Capitol as part of last Wednesday's riots.
Now, he was instigating, that's John Solomon, talking about John Sullivan. I apologize for the similarities, possible confusion. Here is video that John Sullivan made of himself waving people on. Actually, there are three different videos of him, Michael. This is from outside the Capitol screaming at people to, you know, storm the castle.
Let's go! You guys are savage! Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! And then there was more of him. I'm not sure if we have the more of it. Do we not have the additional audio of him? We do not. Oh, we do not. There is additional video of him. That's outside the Capitol. There's more video of him inside the Capitol, encouraging people to burn things. And then there's video of him walking on the sidewalk in Washington, D.C., describing how he put his Trump cap on, and it's like a joke. He tells people he's a journalist. And that is a big joke. He's not a journalist. He's a radical. He's a leftist. He makes videos of his exploits and sometimes posts them online. And when you're a leftist, that's good enough for CNN to call you a journalist. So they invited Manderson Pooper, invited him on. And he actually called him, described him correctly, and then treated him like he's a big journalist.
Two people who were there join us now, documentary filmmaker Jade Sacker and left-wing activist John Sullivan.
And left-wing activist John Sullivan. And then he came on and showed his video because he saw the shooting, the killing by the police of Ashley, say her name, Ashley Babbitt. And so he came on to say, oh, no, I was just there as an observer. Well, you know, the ABC, and then he went on ABC, and they called him a Black Lives Matter activist. And they're pretending he was just there as an observer of some kind. I mocked it at the time. Oh, yeah, he's just an observer. There were no Antifa, no left-wingers there. He's an observer. Not that everybody else is a terrorist, but he's an observer. And there's a video that mostly he made of himself, showing that he is this radical and that he was there encouraging violence and calling for things to be burned and all of that good stuff. That's the truth, all right? And now the FBI has arrested him and charged him with federal crimes. And the news media will never circle back and say anything. They will just never update any of this. It's something. It's something to see. I'm telling you. I'm telling you all about it here. All right, and that was soundbite number 11 we started there. There's, you know, there are so many things with the free speech. You know, looking at the cut sheet here, Michael and Victor, the, you know, where are we here? Tucker Carlson and Pink, of course, goes with the free speech issues. And there is a whole category we're going to get into today of free speech things because it is very much under assault in the United States of America by the left. And I tell you what, Michael, let's take a break here. Let's take a break a little bit early and get to a whole bunch of stuff right after this break, because we've got free speech on the line. We have aftermath of some of that stuff and great audio to share with you. Coming right up.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
This weekend, get to Kohl's and take an extra 15% off. Save on tech gear for the family, now just $15.29 and under. The Ninja Foodie Indoor Grill is $279.99. And find denim everyone in the family will love for $18.69 and under. Plus, get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickups. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles. 15% offer valid January 14th through January 18th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals. We provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Meet Bob Minetti. In 2016, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Bob participated in a clinical trial that included cutting-edge radiation therapy and surgery. He's been in remission since completion. I'm Keisha Sharp. Since losing my mother to pancreatic cancer, I've been working to share the kind of state-of-the-art work being done by Stand Up to Cancer and Lustgarten Foundation. To learn more about the latest research, including clinical trials, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Very good, very good. Yeah, so John Solomon telling the truth about about this John Sullivan guy being arrested. And again, here's a picture of him with what Democrats would call an assault rifle. It's an AR-15 style rifle. Front of the state house in Utah, dressed all in black, and he's got a rifle. And then he was at the Capitol, and the news media treated him like he was some kind of a journalist, like he's a serious person, you know. He's not. He's a radical leftist who was inciting violence and calling for all kinds of craziness. Now, Michael, do we have more audio of him now? I'm unclear. Okay. All right, and that's fine. But we do have more of him where he's walking, making a video of himself saying that he puts on a Trump hat, a red Trump hat, so he can fit in. And then he tells the media that he's a journalist, and they treat him that way. And then he makes videos of himself screaming at the crowd to attack the Capitol and to burn things and smash that. And then he goes on CNN, and they treat him like he's Walter Cronkite. Now, it's good to be a Democrat. Because our media is the biggest problem we have when it comes to honesty and the truth. Honesty and the truth, big problem. Mm-mm-mm. Now, in the meantime, let's go to crazy Democrat member of Congress, Ayanna Pressley. This one is something, she is you know, one of the squad members, and she shaved her head. She's a lunatic, and she's now trying to. The rhetoric is always crazy. Who was it? It was another squad member that took a picture of herself and posted it, not wearing a mask when she was huddled in the gallery of the House of Representatives, saying, these Republicans aren't wearing masks, and now I've tested, it was Pramila Jayapal. These Republicans weren't wearing masks when we were on lockdown, and now I've tested positive for COVID-19. It's their fault, because none of them have tested positive. And in the picture she sent out, she's not wearing a mask. But Ayanna Pressley, shaved head squad member, she yesterday dialed it up even farther. Now it's criminal to not wear masks, and it's like a form of warfare. Here's Ayanna Pressley.
By refusing to wear masks, this is criminal behavior. That's chemical warfare, so far as I'm concerned.
It's criminal behavior, and it's chemical warfare, as far as she's concerned. It violates the Geneva Conventions, and it's criminal. This is the left. This is no joke. This is how they murdered 100 million people in the 20th century, with ideas like this. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers. And, you know, I'm going to get to AOC in a little bit. But she's as anti-free speech as any member of Congress, and she's as dumb as a stump. But that doesn't matter because, you know, that she and the dumb as a stump crowd are making great headway in the world today. There is a lawyer, the guy with the horns, you know, because, you know, it's chemical warfare, it's criminal. These people are really mental. They're mental midgets, and they're mentally deranged. And they're members of Congress, and that makes them actually dangerous. And their party is taking over the House, the Senate, and the White House very shortly. They have no use for the Bill of Rights whatsoever. You see, Pelosi has put magnetometers, metal detectors, at the entrance to the House of Representatives and is threatening members if they don't go through like good little sheep. The metal detectors, they're members of Congress going into the House of Representatives. Then she's going to fine them $5,000, and they have to wear masks. Otherwise, she's going to fine, and first offense, second offense is $10,000. And it's like, you know, really? So can they carry guns? They're a member of Congress. What if they have a concealed carry permit that's legal in the Washington, D.C.? Can they come in there? No, the answer is no, because Nancy Pelosi has the power to suspend the Second Amendment in the area that she controls, so she does, because the Bill of Rights is toilet paper to them. It's nothing to them. Your First Amendment rights are under attack, and they are here to strip them away. They've been working at it for decades, starting in schools, then on college campuses. Now, I mean, honestly, these people are not on our side. Let's go to Albert Watkins. This made me laugh. This is a lawyer for a horns guy. You know, the guy with the horns? He's got a couple of names. His name, most of the time, is Jacob Chansley. Jacob Chansley. He's the guy with the horns who was at the Capitol. He's arrested. He's QAnon. He's a complete nutcase. Look at his hat and his tattoos and pictures of him at crazy protests. Oh, here's the typical Trump protester. Absolute lie, fraud being perpetrated by a fraudulent media smearing half the country, as usual. Here's his lawyer last night on with McGilla Gorilla, Fredo Cuomo, on CNN Fake News, and Albert Watkins, the lawyer for Horn Guy.
He's not a violent man. He's not alone. And what we as a nation have to understand is our president needs to be accountable for that. And the only honorable thing for him
for
to
what?
Do, for those who were peace-loving, for those who did go there with peace in mind,
peace
that
in
weren't
mind.
Going there to be violent, Trump needs to stand up and own these people. He owes them an obligation. He has an obligation to them. He has an obligation to our nation.
And do what?
It's not going to happen.
Does that sound like a pro-Trump guy and a pro-Trump lawyer to you? And this is the guy, according to news reports today, and he's been arrested by the FBI, the guy with the horns, and he's apparently a crazy conspiracy theory guy. He was allegedly there to assassinate...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.